Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Wall and Cavity Foam and Spread Rock by Deutsch Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. What's a project you need help with to get done? Well, you can turn to us right now for answers to those questions. If it's a project you're planning now, it's a project you're doing now, it's a project you're planning for the weeks, the months ahead. All great opportunities to reach out to us for some tips to help that go smoother. Two ways to do that. You can call us at 888-MONEYFIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions at moneyfit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, your heating system could be hiding a dangerous secret, carbon monoxide. Now that it's the heating season, we're going to explain what to look for and how to keep the silent killer out of your home.
And we often hear from listeners asking if we can recommend a good contractor for their projects. While we can't always suggest somebody specific, we do know how to help you find a great pro no matter where you are. We're going to share the step-by-step just ahead.
Plus, if you're changing from screen windows to storms or you're updating windows for the winter season ahead, we want to make sure your windows are ready to keep out those winter chills. So we're going to share some solutions on how to do just that.
Plus, if you'd like to resurface your sidewalks, your patio, or your porches with granite, we're giving away a great product that does just that. It's called Spread Rock, and it's made by Deutsch Coatings.
It's worth $150 and going out to one listener drawn at random who reaches out to us with their home improvement or decor question. So make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974 for the answer to your home improvement question and a chance to win Spread Rock from Deutsch Coatings.
All right, now we've got Dawn in Nebraska on the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, we'd like to redo a bathroom that has an old tub and a shower that's got the kind of a plastic sheeting. It's not plastic, but the some kind of that gross stuff you glue on the wall. We'd like to take all of that out, including the bathtub, and then tile the shower and the shower floor. My question is, if we tile the shower floor, do we have to put a lip to keep the water from coming out, or is there some way, if we tile the entire bathroom floor and shower the same, would you recommend some kind of elevation drop just a little bit into the shower so the water doesn't run out, or is that just a no-no if we've got to have a lip at the edge of the shower?
Okay, you're missing one critical component of the bathroom makeover you describe, and that's a shower pan.
Right.
And so I would recommend you purchase a shower pan and use that to install the pan, the bottom of the shower and the drain of the shower. Now, there are shower pans that you can tile over if you don't want to see the shower pan, but frankly, it's so small, and when you tile a shower pan, it's just such a maintenance hassle because all the water sits in there and ends up making the grout look nasty. I would just use a standard shower pan
okay.
and then tile right down to the pan. You can connect the drains to the shower pan. The shower drains all be integrated there. Then you tile right down over the lip of the shower pan, and this way you have a nice waterproof seal.
Okay, that sounds good. If you do it, the soap dish, or I'm not sure what else to call it, in the wall, and you want to recess it in so you've got like an 18 by 18 area to put your shampoos and such, can that be on an outside wall? Will you not smush your insulation to where it doesn't work, or does it have to be an inside wall?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would tend to avoid that, I think, because, yeah, you would have no insulation in that space. It would end up being very, very cold, and I think I would tend to put that on an interior wall.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Sam in Tennessee is on the line with a water pressure question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have just purchased a home that is about 75 years old, and we're refurbishing it, and we're trying to keep everything as original as we can. I have great water pressure in every room that has water but my bathtub.
Sam, does your 75-year-old home have steel water pipes?
It has the old. We're eventually going to replace all the water system, but we're having to live in part of the home now and redoing the other half while we live here.
If you have the original steel water pipes in a 75-year-old home, they are absolutely going to suffer from interior rusting. What happens with steel is it rusts and expands inward, so it kind of clogs like an artery, so to speak. And the older it is, the more that can occur. It's possible that you may have a bad pipe on the way to tub, and that's why you have such a slow fill out of that. The other possible issue is the valve itself that's feeding water. In that same bathroom, I presume you have a sink and a toilet. Do you notice any water pressure problems with those appliances?
No, sir. We have, like I said, great pressure everywhere except for that one spigot. You know, it's the hot and cold runs into one.
Well, I mean, the other thing it could be is a bad faucet on that tub. But you know, if the pressure is pretty good everywhere else, it's not likely to be rusted just at the bathroom at the one fixture itself. So I would suggest that maybe you want to replace that tub, that set of tub valves, because it's probably obstructing there.
Right. Well, actually, it's got the old Tommy butterfly controls on it, and we was really wanting to keep it. But
you can find those valves today. There's a lot of sources of antique plumbing, and some of the new fixtures and faucets are designed to basically be used in a retrofit situation like that. So you can find modern versions that look old.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sam, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Have a great day.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, is your heating system putting your family at risk? We're going to share the simple maintenance steps that can prevent carbon monoxide poisoning and keep your home safe this winter. So stick around.
You live in a body pit.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result?
crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, you can when you tune into the Money Pit podcast, because we're going to share a lot of expert tips and tricks, whether you're talking about a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, even a total home makeover. You're going to gain the knowledge and confidence that you need to transform your space into a masterpiece.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Reach on out, send us a question, let us know what you are working on, because we're going to help you get that project done right the first time. But we're also going to give away a great product this hour to one lucky listener. We've got the Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating System that actually lays a layer of rock easily applied to your floors, your walls. You can use it inside or out. It's available in 7 colors, and it is impact resistant and super durable. Be sure to check it out at DeichCoatings.com.
It's worth $150 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we've got Teresa on the line who wants to change her deck from paint to stain. What's going on at your Money Pit?
We have a deck. We have replaced half of the deck with, pre-treated lumber.
Yep, treated lumber,
and
okay.
And we've got, and I really don't know what to do because half the deck is now, you know, replaced, and the other half is still painted with paint, not stain.
Are you planning on replacing the painted lumber as well or not?
Well, I was actually wanting to use some type of solid stain because I think they've come out with some new stuff now, and maybe I would use it over all of the deck.
Yeah, the thing is, since it's been painted, you're really going to have to get that old paint off. You can't stain over paint because there's nothing for the stain to soak into unless it's so worn that it's exposed sort of the pores of the wood. But you're talking about a solid color stain and has a lot of pigment in it. It kind of looks like paint. It just doesn't have the glaze to it. But it gives it a lot of protection. And since the pressure-treated side is brand new, I would tell you to probably wait until next spring to tackle that because the first year there's a lot of chemicals in that pressure-treated lumber. We like to let them evaporate out a bit first.
Oh, okay, because I had heard a couple of different things. I was gung-ho, ready to go. Now, and you think that the part of the deck is actually covered. So you think I need to strip that off of there?
I'd be concerned because I don't think the stain is gonna stick on top of the paint. I mean, the idea of stain is it soaks into the wood. You can paint over stain, but you can't stain over paint. Okay.
Okay. So what products are out there that would maybe...
Paint. I mean, like I said, paint would work for all of it, but then you'd be committing to painting the rest of the deck, unless you just wanted to have it be sort of a two-tone or at least one, you know, one is painted and one is stained. You're going to see a difference between the two, but maybe you can figure out a way to make that work from a decor perspective.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
James in Illinois is on the line and is looking to make a fire pit at their money pit. What's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to know what's the best way to build a fire pit in the ground. Would you use fire brick or would you get one of those galvanized rings?
You know, there's a really nice fire pit kit that's on the market now at Home Depot that's made by Pavestone. It's called the Rumblestone Fire Pit Kit. I like it because it contains everything that you need. It's got the stone, which you can use to create the round fire pit itself, and then it also has a metal insert and a screen. So basically everything you need is in the box, and you can pick it up and put it together, and they're pretty good about giving you instructions and step-by-step. Why don't you take a look at that? I got to tell you, I have a fire pit now, but if I was doing it again, I would pick up the Rumblestone round fire pit kit at Home Depot.
Well, with the metal ring that goes around there, how thick is it, and would it rust and you'd have to replace it in a couple of years?
I've had metal fire pits for a number of years, and I find that they're good for 5 or 6 or 7 years, so I don't think it's an every year kind of thing. And this one in particular is made of heavy steel.
And what's the price of that?
I think it's around $400, maybe $450, something like that. But it includes everything, so it's all in there, you know, the brick, the stone, the metal ring, and so on.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Hey, guys, it's time to talk about something every homeowner should be thinking about as the cooler months roll in, servicing your heating system. You know, keeping your furnace, your boiler, and any heating equipment in top shape is more than just about efficiency. It's really about safety, too.
You know, that's right, Tom. And one critical risk that comes with neglected heating systems is carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, carbon monoxide, or CO, is a colorless, odorless gas, and it can be deadly if it builds up inside your home, and it can happen without any warning.
Exactly. So how do you avoid that? Well, first off, regular maintenance of your heating system is key. Having a pro service your system annually, make sure that it's running properly, safely, and efficiently. They'll check for any cracks in the heat exchanger, faulty connections, or blockages, all of which could lead to CO leaks.
Yeah, and you know, beyond servicing, it's just as important to have carbon monoxide detectors installed on every level of your home. These devices are your first line of defense, and they're going to alert you if carbon monoxide levels start to rise. So you want to make sure those detectors are placed in your bedrooms and check their batteries regularly. It's a simple step, and it can save lives.
Yes, and don't forget to keep an eye out for warning signs that something could be wrong. Things like soot, yellow burner flames instead of a blue one, could indicate that your system is not burning fuel properly, which can lead to high quantities of carbon monoxide and potential leaks.
So the takeaway here, guys, get your heating system serviced every year and install and maintain those carbon monoxide detectors. It's a small effort for a big impact, keeping your home safe, comfortable, and free of dangerous carbon monoxide.
Absolutely. So stay warm, stay safe, and remember, regular maintenance is the best way to prevent problems before they start.
Diane in South Dakota is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
Yes, we've had a problem with trying to put some wood flooring down on our floor. And
okay.
When they delivered the wood and they went to lay it down, they said that our floor was not flat. We had some ridges or bumps on it.
Yep.
And that they could not put the flooring on because it would pop up and wouldn't hold.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if there's any way to rectify that.
So what type of subfloor do you have that they were trying to put this new flooring on top of? Is it plywood?
It's plywood, yes.
Yeah, sure. A good flooring installer would know this, so I'm surprised they didn't tell you what had to happen. But there's a couple of things you can do. There's a carpentry solution, and a carpentry solution may involve, it depends on how far out of whack it is. I mean, they're right. These new flooring products, they have a certain range that they're designed to work within, and if your floor is out of level above that range, then certainly you could have adhesion problems. So there's the carpentry solution might involve working on the floor joists to actually get them to lay down. Sometimes you get a joist that is crowned and sort of rises up. There is actually a way to go into the basement, cut that beam in half, put a new solid beam next to it, and bring it down. And that will help it lay down and eliminate that bump. So that's a carpentry solution. And the other solution you can use is to apply what's called a floor leveling compound. Now, this is a liquid very thick compound that gets poured onto the floor, and then it's self-leveling. It'll level, and it'll keep everything nice and flat. And that takes up the dips and the rises in that floor and gives you a very flat surface to work on. Probably not a do-it-yourself project, something I would have somebody do that has some experience with it, because it's got to be done right. Then once that dries, the new floor can be laid right on top of it. So there's a carpenter solution, and then there's the floor leveling compound, which is designed exactly for situations like this.
Okay, I actually think that we'd probably have to go the carpenter route, because I asked them about that product. I said, isn't there some kind of a leveling product that you could pour on the floor, and they said it wouldn't work in this situation.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why. They probably should be giving you more information on that. And sometimes when a contractor says it won't work, what they mean to say, that's what comes out of their mouth. But what they're saying is, I really don't want to do it.
Okay.
Maybe they didn't want to do it. Don't take that to heart. It may be that it can, in fact, be done. You just don't have the right person involved yet, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your calling me back.
Heading to North Carolina, where Steve's on the line with a window question. What's going on at your money pit?
Hi. I have a 30-year-old home where I put vinyl replacement windows in. And here in North Carolina, of course, we have very hot and humid nights. And one thing I noticed in the mornings that there would be condensation around, it's got the cross pieces in the panes of glass are internal, not external, but I would notice some condensation like around those and around the edges, and even some mornings they were one, but it's a tri-level house, and the downstairs is on a concrete slab, and even some of those windows are completely kind of covered with condensation. I just wondered, is that normal, or is there something wrong with the installation?
So it's not normal, Steve. What you're seeing is a result of a lack of efficiency of either the glass or the window frames themselves. What's happening here is the cool that you're generating inside the house, that air-conditioned air, is basically chilling the windows themselves. Then when the warm, moist air on the outside of your house strikes them, it condenses. Because if you think about it, as you cool the air, it releases the water. Same thing happens when you walk outside with a glass of iced tea and you get water that forms on the outside of it. It's because of the condensation, it's because it's the warm air striking it. So it does point to a potential inefficiency of the windows. Now, because the moisture is forming on the outside and not on the inside, you know, you don't have to worry about leaks and damage, but I don't think you should be seeing as much as you are. And it does speak to an issue that's potentially wrong with the windows themselves.
Okay. I guess if I contact the manufacturer, because they are argon gas, I believe, the manufacturer, is that who I would contact, or the installer?
So if the windows are covered by a warranty, I certainly would reach out to the manufacturer as well as the installer. I would reach out to both of them and raise the issue, explain it very clearly, send some photographs if you can, and see if they're willing to do something about it, because I sense that the windows are not insulated very well, because that should not be happening.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help. Love your program. Listen to it every Saturday night.
Thank you so much, Steve. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you looking for a reliable contractor, but you're just not sure where to start? Well, we can't always suggest somebody specific in your area. We do actually know how to help you find a great pro, no matter where you live. That's next on the Money Pit.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811 brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, one question we often get from listeners on this show is whether we can recommend a good contractor for a project. While we can't always suggest a specific pro, however, we can always explain how to find one who will do the job well anywhere in the country, and that's where Angie comes in.
That's right. You know, Angie and the Angie app are your one-stop shop to find, compare, and research local service pros, book home services, and request project quotes. And it's all for free.
And today we're very excited to have the woman who started it all, Angie Hicks, with us. Welcome to the Money Pit, Angie.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You know, it is tough to find a contractor, and although I appreciate the fact that our listeners think that across our 465 stations that we have a mental index of all the great contractors in those areas.
We know everybody.
Of course you do.
We certainly don't, but it always gives us comfort to be able to send them to your site or your app to help find a good contractor. Why do you think it's so difficult today? It feels like it's more difficult than ever to find pros when you need one.
For one, you know, a lot of pros are small businesses, so they may not have, you know, huge marketing budgets where they've got a billboard or a signage or television ads or things like that that make it easy to find. So, you know, identifying them can be difficult at first, and then once you identify them, knowing if they're an expert in the type of work that you want to have done becomes the next challenge. You know, do they have the experience installing asphalt roofs, or are they more a slate roof company? And going through all of those details. And as a homeowner, our home is our biggest investment. And, you know, but there's lots of things about a home that we may not know anything about. And, you know, but we want to make good financial decisions. So how do we make that decision? And that was really why we started Angie's List, which became Angie. You know, it was really to help homeowners figure out what company they're providing great service. So based on feedback from real consumers who have used the company. So, you know, understanding that track record can really make a difference in being able to find the right pro for your job.
It seems like there's a real shortage these days as well with kids that are going to college instead of going into the trade. You know, before I started my construction business, before I was a home inspector, and before I got on the radio, I was a shop teacher, and we don't have shop classes anymore. It wasn't like every student was going to go into the trades, but most people learn what end of the hammer to hold with. You know, you bang with the metal end and not with the wood end. And now, you know, we don't have it anymore. So I feel bad sometimes from the young homeowners that call us because they don't have any knowledge in how to maintain a home and really turn to us for a lot of that information. Of course, turn to the internet, turn to the YouTube videos, which, of course, everything comes out perfect every single time when it's a video, right?
Like, my favorite is going to the television shows that show kind of a complete remodel in a 30-minute show, and you're like, not that easy.
Yeah, Leslie, you have a little experience with that, don't you?
I'm like, that was the one complaint people would say to us when we would run into folks in the home centers. They'd be like, you get so much done in a short amount of time. And I'm like, sure, it's boiled down to 30 minutes for you, but it's 2 to 3 days for us, and even that is pushing it. So I think people really have an unrealistic expectation to how long things take.
It's a good concept,
right? The skill level required, the tools required. And Tom's right, you know, this sort of missing link of an education gap on this whole genre of skill set is detrimental to people.
It absolutely is. And Leslie, you bring up a good point. It's advice I usually give for people who are thinking about DIYing. And I ask them to be very honest. Like, do you have the tools, the talent, and the time to do the project? Because those are the three key important components. And if you're saying no to one of those, it's probably best to leave it to a pro. But you all are right about the fact that we just have a labor shortage in the trades. And I think it does stem from less education early on and exposure to the trades that we saw, you know, a few decades ago. But it's something we need to solve. And I think, you know, when we did a recent survey with pros, what we found was like 90% job satisfaction rate. Like, that is a crazy high number. And it's fantastic. And I think it comes from the intrinsic value and the, you know, of the work that they're doing. It's something they're proud of. You know, they can drive by and say, hey, I put that kitchen in, or I installed that roof. Plus the flexibility of being an entrepreneur and, you know, really kind of, you know, setting your time, setting your schedule, which can create a lot of satisfaction for folks.
Well, and it's interesting because the good ones are always super busy. So it's super important that we're able to help folks really understand who the good ones are, why they're the good ones, and how to find them.
And why they might be worth the wait.
That makes so much sense. Angie Hicks from Angie, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Money Pit today. Angie, really good to talk to you. Thanks for all the work that you've done to help homeowners find contractors to do their jobs well. There are so many out there, and you are the key to connecting us with those pros when it's time to take on a project. Angie Hicks, thanks again.
Thank you.
Just ahead, are your windows ready for winter? You might not be, but you got to get your windows in tip-top shape. We're going to share some tips to stop those drafts and get those windows clean and ready to go for the chilly weather ahead when the Money Pit returns. This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this autumny weekend? Perhaps just getting everything ready for Halloween, or maybe you've got an actual project. Although for me, putting up the giant skeleton and decorating the out of the house, you know, the whole outside, that is a real project. I love doing it. And so it's so exciting. Let us know whatever you need help with. We are here to help. You can reach out now with all of your questions so we can lend a hand. You can reach out to moneypit.com/ask, or you can listen and learn from the solutions that we deliver to your fellow DIYers right here in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
You know, Leslie, I know that you love decorate for Christmas. I was driving around town the other day.
Oh, no, somebody's already for Christmas?
No, but what I saw was one of our local exterminators had a sign up. They were hiring help for holiday decorating. So these guys are smart. When it gets slow in the middle of winter, they basically hired themselves out as professional decorators for your house. Well, here's what was shocking. They're offering $35 an hour for people to work for them. I'm like, wow, they must charge a lot to pay that kind of wage, huh?
And like they climb up on your roof and they do everything so fast. I mean, I have my Christmas lights professionally put up every year. I used to do it myself. I used to climb up on the roof and run along the gutters and try to get, and like, it was dangerous and stupid for me to be doing that as like a single parent. I was like, this is really dumb. I also had a big desire to do the tree on the front lawn, like every branch like you see on Fifth Avenue in the city, like at Christmas time. And while I priced that out and that was way too much money, I did a smaller version of that plus the perimeter of the house. I own all the lights. They maintain everything. Like, it's great. It's definitely worth the price every single year.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Two things will happen. Number one, you'll get the answer to your home improvement question and get you moving on that project once again. Plus, you'll get a chance to win Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating from Deich Coatings. Now, this is an actual layer of rock and can be applied to floors or walls, so you can use it inside or out to resurface porches and steps and patios and walkways and even floors. It works in baths. It works in basements and more. Comes in 7 colors. It's worth $150. We're going to send out a 3-gallon size to 1 lucky listener. So make that you. Call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Bridget in Illinois is on the line. What is going on with that musty odor at your money pit? Tell us about it.
Well, my crawl space is about a 15 by 15 foot area, and it opens up into my basement. I bought an older home, and the addition just has the crawl space.
Okay.
So right now, it's just dirt, and I see some, they've laid some cardboard in there, but I heard last week that cardboard breeds mold from your show, so I removed the cardboard.
Yeah, not only that, but laying directly on the dirt, that is a termite feast waiting to happen there. So what you need to do is a couple of things. You need to get the cardboard out of the crawl space and off of that soil. Then you need to lay heavy plastic down, like Visqueen, very thick sheet plastic down across that whole soil surface. That's going to stop a lot of the moisture from evaporating up off that soil and getting into the air, which is causing the musty smell in your basement. Now, do you have vents in this addition that are open to the outside so that the crawl space can get some fresh air?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a door that closes the crawl space off from the main basement?
No, I don't.
Okay. So what you're going to need to do is to form or construct some sort of a hatchway that closes off that opening between the crawl space and the basement. They don't need to be connected. And in fact, if they are, it's going to lead to energy loss. There's a couple of ways that you can do that. And what you might think about doing, if it's just sort of a standard opening that maybe is 3 feet wide and 2 feet tall, I don't know. But if it's something like that, you could take a piece of a 1-inch styrofoam and put a piece of plywood on the front of that, and this way construct essentially an insulated hatchway there so that you can really seal that in and keep the cold side on the crawl space and let the basement be the warm side. I think those couple of things are going to solve your musty smell in your basement, and it's also going to make that crawl space much, much drier, which is important. If you let that moisture continue to evaporate off the soil, what's going to happen is you're eventually going to get not only an inefficient situation because your insulation will be damp, but you could get termites, you could get mold or decay of the floor structure.
Okay. And my other question is, if I put the Bisqueen down, how much do I overlap the pieces?
Very good question. I would overlap it about 4 feet. You don't want to put it edge to edge.
Okay. And then someone told me that maybe I should put lime down underneath first to dry out the area in case there's bacteria. Is that correct?
No. You cannot possibly take all the moisture away with lime that's under that. Okay? No, just cover it with the Visqueen. Make sure the vents are open. Seal it off from the basement, and I think it'll be good to go. And by the way, at that foundation perimeter, you can also reduce the amount of moisture getting in there by making sure you have gutters on the addition. The downspouts are extended 4 to 6 feet from the house, and the soil is always sloping away. All that moisture management is going to help.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got it, Bridget. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, guys, before winter sets in and the weather begins to get colder, it's a good idea to clean and store your window screens. But they've battled the elements all summer long, so you need to treat them gently.
Yeah, first of all, you want to remove the screens and you want to put them on a flat surface like your driveway. Then you can use a mild soap and water mixture with a soft bristle brush to remove the dirt and grime. Clean both sides of that window screen and around the interior and exterior of the frame. And then go ahead and rinse off those window screens with lukewarm water.
Now, you want to allow the window screen to dry completely before replacing it in the window. So don't even think, by the way, about using a pressure washer. That's a really bad idea because if the windows are closed and they're still in the frames, you could actually damage them and the window behind them.
Now, you can put the screens back in, or if you prefer, you can store the screens during the winter months. You want to make sure that you keep them upright or flat and don't lean them against anything or put anything on top of them. I mean, it's such a delicate frame on these screens, I feel like, that any sort of movement out of sorts will make it bend, stuck, warp, everything.
Yeah, they're very strong when they're in the windows, but outside the windows, not so much. So you got to treat them gently. Now, if you're dropping storm windows into place to keep cold air out, it's also a good time to clean the windows and lubricate the tracks. And for all windows, be sure to take the opportunity to check the exterior spaces between the trim and the siding. Look for cracks or gaps, and then re-caulk as needed to keep the elements away. Then you can clean all the glass using a very simple white vinegar and water solution for crystal clear results.
Nina in Arizona's got a log home that's cracking up. What's going on?
My husband and I bought a log home, and the exterior walls on the inside are cracked. The logs are cracked. What can we do to fill that in and make that look better?
You can fill them in with, there's various types of wood filler out there that you know, can be colored and stained to match that. But I think you're going to be chasing it over and over and over again, so you might want to proceed cautiously.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's really no solution for it?
I think you're better off kind of accepting that that's what that's supposed to do. I mean, it's not like finished hardwood furniture or something. You know, it's a log, so it's supposed to have that rustic look to it.
Okay, that's kind of what my husband said, so.
Oh, you see, you should have listened to him, Nina. You just thought he was trying to get out of work, didn't you?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up, if you think a few leaves and twigs in your gutters are harmless, think again. Regular gutter cleaning is the single most important key to avoiding major and expensive home repairs. We're going to share tips on the easiest way you can handle that project next.
You live in a money pit.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jack in Chicago wrote in saying, I have bubbled walls and ceilings from a leak in my upstairs bathroom. The leak is fixed, but how do I repair that ceiling?
Ah, so glad's fixed. In terms of the bubbling, what you need to do, if it's actually really saggy, like because the water may have sat above that drywall for a while, what you're going to have to do is cut out that bubbled section and replace it with a new piece of drywall. Now, if it's not physically deformed, maybe just has a lot of stains on it, you can get away with just priming it. You need to probably prime the entire ceiling. Otherwise, you're going to have a different type of sheen from by painting over the area that's primed versus not primed. But to avoid the situation next time, if you get a leak and you see it coming through that ceiling, you want to poke some holes in it, because if you poke holes in that ceiling, it'll drain out and it won't sit on top of that drywall and swell it. If you let that water drain, it will drain away, the drywall will not expand, and you'll just be able to make that minor repair and then prime and paint, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, because when that bathroom ceiling gets really saturated like that, it becomes a much bigger problem. And also, it's like just so yucky to look at, because let's be honest, we're not going to get to it like the second we notice this thing happens. You got to have to deal with it for a couple of days. So definitely perforate it. It helps it dry out. You'll be so much more thankful with the extent of the repair you have to do.
Well, if you think a few leaves and twigs in your gutters are harmless, think again. Regular gutter cleaning is the single most important key to avoiding major and expensive home repairs.
Yeah, you know, by following these simple gutter cleaning tips, you can help avoid major and expensive home repairs. So first of all, safety first. If you're not comfortable with heights or you're not used to using tall ladders regularly, cleaning gutters probably isn't a job for you. You can consider hiring a handyman who can help. If you decide to do the gutter cleaning job yourself, you want to watch out for hidden hazards like electric lines and bees nests. You also, when you're cleaning the gutters, you want to use a ladder, you want to wear work gloves, have a hose. You clear the gutters beginning at one end and then move all the way to the other. And you always want to work from the ladder and not from the roof down. Now, if you do find that you have any loose gutter sections, now's a great time to tighten them up. Do this as you go along. You can add gutter screws to help really keep it into the fascia. Great way to make sure it's secure. Next, you want to spray the downspouts. You want to make sure that the end of the gutter spray, the hose that goes down the gutter spout, and make sure it's clear. You want to spray it as best you can. If that spout is clogged in any way, you may need to take that spout apart to kind of clear it out. Once that spout is clear, you want to make sure that the water coming out of it sort of is discharging 4 to 6 feet away from the house. So if your gutter is too short on that downspout, you can extend it to get that water away from the foundation. Now, we just did this a few years ago, and talk about life-changing, is gutter guards. I mean, they are great. There's a ton out there. There's a lot of different gutter systems you can use. But once you've got your gutter system clean, everything's adjusted, everything's flowing correctly, think about installing gutter guards. This makes sure nothing kind of builds up, gets into the downspout, sits in the gutter. It's really a game changer. And you want to make sure that you get the one that's kind of more perforated than sort of a harsher screen, because it doesn't sort of macerate the leaves. It kind of just kind of brushes them off in the rain the other way. So definitely an awesome addition to your house.
We've got an article on moneypit.com that highlights all different types of gutter guard designs and helps to share some information on which ones work best and which to avoid. So you can check that out at moneypit.com. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time in the program, this is the time of year that many of us are taking on that last round of outdoor cleaning. And if that's you, a pressure washer can make short work of that project. We're going to share some advice on what to consider when purchasing one on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump held a rally at the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport in Unity Township, Pennsylvania, earlier today. The former president opening his remarks remembering the accomplishments of golfer and businessman Arnold Palmer, whose home was in Latrobe. Then he posed the question which he's asking voters to decide this election.
Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Yeah. Now, after living through this nightmare of inflation, invasion and humiliation. You know what the invasion is, right? Invasion by the southern border, what they've done to our country.
Former president expressing ironic criticism about President Biden's exercise on foreign policy.
I will say this about Biden. He's the single greatest expert on foreign policy in history. You know what that means? If you did the exact opposite of what he suggested every single time, you'd go down as the greatest foreign policy president in history. If you did the exact opposite.
Also at townhall.com, the U.S. is investigating unauthorized release of classified documents that assess Israel's plan to attack Iran. And note that Israel continues to move military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's blistering ballistic missile attack on October 1st. Three U.S. officials told the Associated Press an investigation is ongoing and it was still unknown if the documents were leaked or hacked. Israel's government says a drone targeted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home earlier today with no casualties. Fighting with Lebanon-based Hezbollah and Gaza-based Hamas is showing no pause after the killing of the mastermind of last year's deadly October 7th attack. Hezbollah did not claim responsibility for the drone attack earlier today. You'll find more online at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
A wave of influencers on TikTok and other social media platforms have started specializing in a trend they call kindness content.
That usually entails recording a charitable act like giving money or goods to strangers in need. Creators like Jimmy Darts have millions of followers they encourage to crowdfund to raise money for their video subjects. But some critics find the content to be problematic, calling into question the ethics of recording strangers and people who are homeless, the lack of regulations these creators have to abide by, and the profits the creators make off the millions of views they get online. Keith Peters reporting.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, which means it's the perfect time to learn how to protect yourself from scams. Whether it's romance scams or job scams, impersonators are looking for ways to trick you into giving them money or sharing your personal information. As scammers find new ways to steal money and personal information, consumers should be more vigilant about who they trust. You'll find more at townhall.com. With all that Ukraine is facing, one concern is about the possible video evidence showing North Korean troops with Russian forces. With more, here's Special Correspondent Charles Deledesma.
Ukrainian officials say a viral video purporting to show dozens of North Korean recruits lining up to collect Russian military fatigues and gear aims to intimidate Ukrainian forces and marks a new chapter in the 2.5-year-old war with the introduction of another country into the battlefield. In the video, which was verified by Ukraine's Center for Communications and Information Security, which operates under Ukraine's Culture and Information Ministry, long line of presumably North Korean soldiers stand to pick up bags, clothes and other apparel from Russian servicemen. I'm Charles Deledesma.
More on these stories, analysis and headlines and other news found at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45 and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Director of Nursing or Director of Social Services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
May 15, 9 a.m., 2 women quietly waiting at the doctor's office. Woman 1 says, "Cold day, huh?" Woman 2, "What's that?" Woman 1, "Kinda cold today." Woman 2, "Yeah, wasn't expecting that." Woman 1, "What is it, 47 degrees? Woman 2, "No, more like 45. Woman 1, yeah, makes sense. At least it's not raining. Woman 2, "That would be sad." Woman 1, "So sad." Woman 2, "Ah, the weather." Woman 1, "Crazy." Please, don't waste your small talk. Donate it to foster care. Because just talking about the 400,000 kids in foster care can help the 400,000 kids in foster care. Learn more at DonateYourSmallTalk.org. Brought to you by Fostermore.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong. When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit HFOTUSA.org.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Ready? Go!
Okay, doctor.
Operation!
No, the most amazing care.
They changed my life.
Highest Hospital for Children!
Because people just like you, kids like me, can play in the game of life.
Thank you!
Go to loveshriners.org right away. Thank you!
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Wall and Cavity Foam and Spread Rock by Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. What's a project you need help with to get done? Well, you can turn to us right now for answers to those questions. If it's a project you're planning now, it's a project you're doing now, it's a project you're planning for the weeks, the months ahead, all great opportunities to reach out to us for some tips to help that go smoother. Two ways to do that. You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, your heating system could be hiding a dangerous secret, carbon monoxide. Now that it's the heating season, we're going to explain what to look for and how to keep the silent killer out of your home.
And we often hear from listeners asking if we can recommend a good contractor for their projects. While we can't always suggest somebody specific, we do know how to help you find a great pro no matter where you are. We're going to share the step-by-step just ahead.
Plus, if you're changing from screen windows to storms, or you're updating windows for the winter season ahead, we want to make sure that your windows are ready to keep out those winter chills. So we're going to share some solutions on how to do just that.
Plus, if you'd like to resurface your sidewalks, your patio, or your porches with granite, we're giving away a great product that does just that. It's called Spread Rock, and it's made by Deich Coatings.
It's worth $150 and going out to one listener drawn at random who reaches out to us with their home improvement or decor question. So make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974 for the answer to your home improvement question and a chance to win Spread Rock from Deich Coatings.
All right, now we've got Dawn in Nebraska on the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, we'd like to redo a bathroom that has an old tub and a shower that's got the kind of a plastic sheeting. It's not plastic, but some kind of that gross stuff you glue on the wall. We'd like to take all of that out, including the bathtub, and then tile the shower and the shower floor. My question is, if we tile the shower floor, do we have to put a lip to keep the water from coming out, or is there some way, if we tile the entire bathroom floor and shower the same, would you recommend some kind of elevation drop just a little bit into the shower so the water doesn't run out, or is that just a no-no if we've got to have a lip at the edge of the shower?
Okay, you're missing one critical component of the bathroom makeover you describe, and that's a shower pan.
Right.
And so I would recommend you purchase a shower pan and use that to install the pan, the bottom of the shower and the drain of the shower. Now, there are shower pans that you can tile over if you don't want to see the shower pan, but frankly, it's so small, and when you tile a shower pan, it's just such a maintenance hassle because all the water sits in there and ends up making the grout look nasty. I would just use a standard shower pan.
Okay.
And then tile right down to the pan. You can connect the drains to the shower pan. The shower drains all be integrated there. Then you tile right down over the lip of the shower pan, and this way you have a nice waterproof seal.
Okay, that sounds good. If you do it, the soap dish, or I'm not sure what else to call it, in the wall, and you want to recess it in so you've got like an 18 by 18 area to put your shampoos and such, can that be on an outside wall? Will you not smush your insulation to where it doesn't work, or does it have to be an inside wall?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would tend to avoid that, I think, because, yeah, you would have no insulation in that space. It would end up being very, very cold, and I think I would tend to put that on an interior wall.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Sam in Tennessee is on the line with a water pressure question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have just purchased a home that is about 75 years old, and we're refurbishing it, and we're trying to keep everything as original as we can. I have great water pressure in every room that has water but my bathtub.
Sam, does your 75-year-old home have steel water pipes?
It has the old. We're eventually going to replace all the water system, but we're having to live in part of the home now and redoing the other half while we live here.
If you have the original steel water pipes in a 75-year-old home, they are absolutely going to suffer from interior rusting. What happens with steel is it rusts and expands inward, so it kind of clogs like an artery, so to speak. And the older it is, the more that can occur. It's possible that you may have a bad pipe on the way to that tub, and that's why you have such a slow fill out of that. The other possible issue is the valve itself. It's feeding water. In that same bathroom, I presume you have a sink and a toilet. Do you notice any water pressure problems with those appliances?
No, sir. We have, like I said, great pressure everywhere except for that one spigot. You know, it's the hot and cold runs into one.
Well, I mean, the other thing it could be is a bad. It also could be a bad faucet on that tub. But you know, if the pressure is pretty good everywhere else, it's not likely to be rusted just at the bathroom at the one fixture itself. So I would suggest that maybe you want to replace that tub, that set of tub valves, because it's probably obstructing there.
Right. Well, actually, it's got the old-timey butterfly controls on it, and we was really wanting to keep it. But
you can find those valves today. There's a lot of sources of antique plumbing, and some of the new fixtures and faucets are designed to basically be used in a retrofit situation like that. So you can find modern versions that look old.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sam, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Have a great day.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, is your heating system putting your family at risk? We're going to share the simple maintenance steps that can prevent carbon monoxide poisoning and keep your home safe this winter. So stick around. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtrete, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, you can when you tune into the Money Pit podcast, because we're going to share a lot of expert tips and tricks, whether you're talking about a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, even a total home makeover. You're going to gain the knowledge and confidence that you need to transform your space into a masterpiece.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Reach on out, send us a question, let us know what you are working on, because we're going to help you get that project done right the first time. But we're also going to give away a great product this hour to one lucky listener. We've got the Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating System that actually lays a layer of rock easily applied to your floors, your walls. You can use it inside or out. It's available in 7 colors, and it is impact resistant and super durable. Be sure to check it out at DeichCoatings.com.
It's worth $150 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we've got Teresa on the line who wants to change her deck from paint to stain. What's going on at your Money Pit?
We have a deck. We have replaced half of the deck with, pre-treated lumber.
Yep, treated lumber,
and
okay.
And I really don't know what to do because half the deck is now, replaced, and the other half is still painted with paint, not stain.
Are you planning on replacing the painted lumber as well or not?
Well, I was actually wanting to use some type of solid stain because I think they've come out with some new stuff now, and maybe I would use it over all of the deck.
Yeah, the thing is, since it's been painted, you're really going to have to get that old paint off. You can't stain over paint because there's nothing for the stain to soak into unless it's so worn that it's exposed sort of the pores of the wood. But you're talking about a solid color stain and has a lot of pigment in it. It kind of looks like paint. It just doesn't have the glaze to it, but it gives it a lot of protection. And since the pressure-treated side is brand new, I would tell you to probably wait until next spring to tackle that because the first year there's a lot of chemicals in that pressure-treated lumber. We like to let them evaporate out a bit first.
Oh, okay, because I had heard a couple of different things. I was gung-ho, ready to go. Now, and you think that part of the deck is actually covered. So you think I need to strip that off of there?
I'd be concerned because I don't think the stain is gonna stick on top of the paint. I mean, the idea of stain is it soaks into the wood. You can paint over stain, but you can't stain over paint, okay?
Okay. So what products are out there that would maybe?
Paint. I mean, like I said, paint would work for all of it, but then you'd be committing to painting the rest of the deck unless you just wanted to have it be sort of two-tone or at least one, one is painted and one is stained. You're going to see a difference between the two, but maybe you can figure out a way to make that work from a decor perspective.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
James in Illinois is on the line and is looking to make a fire pit at their Money Pit. What's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to know what's the best way to build a fire pit in the ground. Would you use fire brick or would you get those galvanized rings?
There's a really nice fire pit kit that's on the market now at Home Depot that's made by Pavestone. It's called a Rumble Stone fire pit kit. I like it because it contains everything that you need. It's got the stone, which you can use to create the round fire pit itself, and then it also has a metal insert and a screen. So basically everything you need is in the box, and you can pick it up and put it together, and they're pretty good about giving you instructions and step-by-step. Why don't you take a look at that? I got to tell you, I have a fire pit now, but if I was doing it again, I would pick up the Rumble Stone round fire pit kit at Home Depot.
Well, with the metal ring that goes around there, how thick is it, and would it rust and you'd have to replace it in a couple of years?
I've had metal fire pits for a number of years, and I find that they're good for 5 or 6 or 7 years, so I don't think it's an every year kind of thing. And this one in particular is made of heavy steel.
And what's the price of that?
I think it's around $400, maybe $450, something like that. But it includes everything, so it's all in there, the brick, the stone, the metal ring, and so on.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Hey, guys, it's time to talk about something every homeowner should be thinking about as the cooler months roll in, servicing your heating system. Keeping your furnace, your boiler, and any heating equipment in top shape is more than just about efficiency. It's really about safety, too.
That's right, Tom. And one critical risk that comes with neglected heating systems is carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, carbon monoxide, or CO, is a colorless, odorless gas, and it can be deadly if it builds up inside your home, and it can happen without any warning.
Exactly. So how do you avoid that? Well, first off, regular maintenance of your heating system is key. Having a pro service your system annually, make sure that it's running properly, safely, and efficiently. They'll check for any cracks in the heat exchanger, faulty connections, or blockages, all of which could lead to CO leaks.
Yeah, and you know, beyond servicing, it's just as important to have carbon monoxide detectors installed on every level of your home. These devices are your first line of defense, and they're going to alert you if carbon monoxide levels start to rise. So you want to make sure those detectors are placed in your bedrooms and check their batteries regularly. It's a simple step, and it can save lives.
Yes, and don't forget to keep an eye out for warning signs that something could be wrong. Things like soot, yellow burner flames instead of a blue one could indicate that your system is not burning fuel properly, which can lead to high quantities of carbon monoxide and potential leaks.
So the takeaway here, guys, get your heating system serviced every year and install and maintain those carbon monoxide detectors. It's a small effort for a big impact, keeping your home safe, comfortable, and free of dangerous carbon monoxide.
Absolutely. So stay warm, stay safe, and remember, regular maintenance is the best way to prevent problems before they start.
Diane in South Dakota is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
Yes, we've had a problem with trying to put some wood flooring down on our floor. And
okay.
When they delivered the wood and they went to lay it down, they said that our floor was not flat. We had some ridges or bumps on it.
Yep.
And that they could not put the flooring on because it would pop up and wouldn't hold.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if there's any way to rectify that.
So what type of subfloor do you have that they were trying to put this new flooring on top of? Is it plywood?
It's plywood, yes.
Yeah, sure. A good flooring installer would know this, so I'm surprised they didn't tell you what had to happen. But there's a couple of things you can do. There's a carpentry solution.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more.
We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
So if the windows are covered by a warranty, I certainly would reach out to the manufacturer as well as the installer. I would reach out to both of them and raise the issue, explain it very clearly, send some photographs if you can, and see if they're willing to do something about it. Because I sense that the windows are not insulated very well, because that should not be happening.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help. Love your program. Listen to it every Saturday night.
Thank you so much, Steve. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you looking for a reliable contractor, but you're just not sure where to start? Well, we can't always suggest somebody specific in your area. We do actually know how to help you find a great pro, no matter where you live. That's next on the Money Pit.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Thank you. These are two words Sarah Mabry, child coordinator for the McBurney Memorial Library in Welsh, is trying to share with veterans across Jeff Davis Parish in Louisiana. Mabry launched a new program in partnership with the librarians across the parish and the Southwest Louisiana Veterans Home. She said her mission is to gather at least 200 thank you cards for veterans living or working in the Southwest Louisiana Veterans Home. Little things really do make a big impact, she said. You might not know what people are going through, and just a small token of appreciation can make all the difference. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. we're with Tara during the holidays when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and save money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, one question we often get from listeners on this show is whether we can recommend a good contractor for a project. While we can't always suggest a specific pro, however, we can always explain how to find one who will do the job well anywhere in the country, and that's where Angie comes in.
That's right. You know, Angie and the Angie app are your one-stop shop to find, compare, and research local service pros, book home services, and request project quotes, and it's all for free.
And today we're very excited to have the woman who started it all, Angie Hicks, with us. Welcome to the Money Pit, Angie.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You know, it is tough to find a contractor, and although I appreciate the fact that our listeners think that across our 465 stations that we have a mental index of all the great contractors in those areas.
We know everybody.
Of course you do.
We certainly don't, but it always gives us comfort to be able to send them to your site or your app to help find a good contractor. Why do you think it's so difficult today? It feels like it's more difficult than ever to find pros when you need one.
For one, you know, a lot of pros are small businesses, so they may not have, you know, huge marketing budgets where they've got a billboard or a signage or television ads or things like that that make them easy to find. So, you know, identifying them can be difficult at first, and then once you identify them, knowing if they're an expert in the type of work that you want to have done becomes the next challenge. You know, do they have the experience installing asphalt roofs, or are they more a slate roof company? And going through all of those details. And as a homeowner, our home is our biggest investment. And, you know, but there's lots of things about a home that we may not know anything about. And, you know, but we want to make good financial decisions. So how do we make that decision? And that was really why we started Angie's List, which became Angie. You know, it was really to help homeowners figure out what company are providing great service. So based on feedback from real consumers who have used the companies. So, you know, understanding that track record can really make a difference in being able to find the right pro for your job.
It seems like there's a real shortage these days as well with kids that are going to college instead of going into the trade. You know, before I started my construction business, before I was a home inspector, and before I got on the radio, I was a shop teacher, and we don't have shop classes anymore. And it wasn't like every student was going to go into the trades, But most people learn what end of the hammer to hold with. You know, you bang with the metal end and not with the wood end. And now, you know, we don't have it anymore. So I feel bad sometimes from the young homeowners that call us because they don't have any knowledge in how to maintain a home and really turn to us for a lot of that information. Of course, turn to the internet, turn to the YouTube videos, which, of course, everything comes out perfect every single time when it's a video, right?
Like, my favorite is going to the television shows that show kind of a complete remodel in a 30-minute show, and you're like, not that easy.
Yeah, Leslie, you have a little experience with that, don't you?
I'm like, that was the one complaint people would say to us when we would run into folks in the home centers. They'd be like, you get so much done in a short amount of time. And I'm like, sure, it's boiled down to 30 minutes for you, but it's 2 to 3 days for us. And even that is pushing it. So I think people really have an unrealistic expectation to how long things take,
minutes of good
the
content,
skill level
right.
required, the tools required. And Tom's right, you know, the sort of missing link of an education gap on this whole genre of skill set is detrimental to people.
It absolutely is. And Leslie, you bring up a good point. It's advice I usually give for people who are thinking about DIYing. And I ask them to be very honest. Like, do you have the tools, the talent, and the time to do the project? Because those are the three key important components. And if you're saying no to one of those, it's probably best to leave it to a pro. But y'all are right about the fact that we just have a labor shortage in the trades. And I think it does stem from less education early on and exposure to the trade that we saw, you know, a few decades ago. But it's something we need to solve. And I think, you know, when we did a recent survey with pros, what we found was like 90% job satisfaction rate. Like, that is a crazy high number. And it's fantastic. And I think it comes from the really the intrinsic value and the, you know, of the work that they're doing. It's something they're proud of. You know, they can drive by and say, hey, I put that kitchen in, or I installed that roof. Plus the flexibility of being an entrepreneur and, you know, really kind of, you know, setting your time, setting your schedule, which can create a lot of satisfaction for folks.
Well, and it's interesting because the good ones are always super busy. So it's super important that we're able to help folks really understand who the good ones are, why they're the good ones, and how to find them.
And why they might be worth the wait.
That makes so much sense. Angie Hicks from Angie, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Money Pit today. Angie, really good to talk to you. Thanks for all the work that you've done to help homeowners find contractors to do their jobs well. There are so many out there, and you are the key to connecting us with those pros when it's time to take on a project. Angie Hicks, thanks again.
Thank you.
Just ahead, are your windows ready for winter? You might not be, but you got to get your windows in tip-top shape. We're going to share some tips to stop those drafts and get those windows clean and ready to go for the chilly weather ahead when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features 4 stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this autumn-y weekend? Perhaps just getting everything ready for Halloween, or maybe you've got an actual project. Although for me, putting up the giant skeleton and decorating the out of the house, you know, the whole outside, that is a real project. I love doing it. And so it's so exciting. Let us know whatever you need help with. We are here to help. You can reach out now with all of your questions so we can lend a hand. You can reach out to moneypit.com/ask, or you can listen and learn from the solutions that we deliver to your fellow DIYers right here in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
You know, Leslie, I know that you love to decorate for Christmas. I was driving around town the other day.
Oh, no, somebody's already for Christmas?
No, but what I saw was one of our local exterminators had a sign up. They were hiring help for holiday decorating. So these guys are smart. When it gets slow in the middle of winter, they basically hired themselves out as professional decorators for your house. Well, here's what was shocking. They're offering $35 an hour for people to work for them. I'm like, wow, they must charge a lot to pay that kind of wage, huh?
And like they climb up on your roof and they do everything so fast. I mean, I have my Christmas lights professionally put up every year. I used to do it myself. I used to climb up on the roof and run along the gutters and try to get, and like, it was dangerous and stupid for me to be doing that as like a single parent. I was like, this is really dumb. I also had a big desire to do the tree on the front lawn, like every branch, like you see on Fifth Avenue in the city, like at Christmas time. And while I priced that out, and that was way too much money, I did a smaller version of that, plus the perimeter of the house. I own all the lights. They maintain everything. Like, it's great. It's definitely worth the price every single year.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Two things will happen. Number one, you'll get the answer to your home improvement question and get you moving on that project once again. Plus, you'll get a chance to win Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating from Deich Coatings. Now, this is an actual layer of rock and can be applied to floors or walls, so you can use it inside or out to resurface porches and steps and patios and walkways and...
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a 2-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids activities too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
Basement, I think, could be good to go. And by the way, at that foundation perimeter, you can also reduce the amount of moisture getting in there by making sure you have gutters on the addition, the downspouts are extended 4 to 6 feet from the house, and the soil's always sloping away. All that moisture management is going to help.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got it, Bridget. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, guys, before winter sets in and the weather begins to get colder, it's a good idea to clean and store your window screens. But they've battled the elements all summer long, so you need to treat them gently.
Yeah, first of all, you want to remove the screens and you want to put them on a flat surface like your driveway. Then you can use a mild soap and water mixture with a soft bristle brush to remove the dirt and grime. Clean both sides of that window screen and around the interior and exterior of the frame. And then go ahead and rinse off those window screens with lukewarm water.
Now, you want to allow the window screen to dry completely before replacing it in the window. So don't even think, by the way, about using a pressure washer. That's a really bad idea because if the windows are closed and they're still in the frames, you could actually damage them and the window behind them.
Now, you can put the screens back in, or if you prefer, you can store the screens during the winter months. You want to make sure that you keep them upright or flat and don't lean them against anything or put anything on top of them. I mean, it's such a delicate frame on these screens, I feel like, that any sort of movement out of sorts will make it bend, stuck, warp, everything.
Yeah, they're very strong when they're in the windows, but outside the windows, not so much. You got to treat them gently. Now, if you're dropping storm windows into place to keep cold air out, it's also a good time to clean the windows and lubricate the tracks. And for all windows, be sure to take the opportunity to check the exterior spaces between the trim and the siding. Look for cracks or gaps, and then re-caulk as needed to keep the elements away. Then you can clean all the glass using a very simple white vinegar and water solution for crystal clear results.
Nina in Arizona's got a log home that's cracking up. What's going on?
My husband and I bought a log home, and the exterior walls on the inside are cracked. The logs are cracked. What can we do to fill that in and make that look better?
You can fill them in with, there's various types of wood filler out there that you know, can be colored and stained to match that. But I think you're going to be chasing it over and over and over again, so you might want to proceed cautiously.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's really no solution for it?
I think you're better off kind of accepting that that's what that's supposed to do. I mean, it's not like finished hardwood furniture or something. You know, it's a log, so it's supposed to have that rustic look to it.
Okay, that's kind of what my husband said, so.
Oh, you see, you should have listened to him, Nina. You just thought he was trying to get out of work, didn't you?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up, if you think a few leaves and twigs in your gutters are harmless, think again. Regular gutter cleaning is the single most important key to avoiding major and expensive home repairs. We're going to share tips on the easiest way you can handle that project next.
You live in a money pit.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Communications on the presidential campaign trail and explosive communications for Hezbollah in Lebanon. There's a new hybrid warfare at home and out of town, and we're going to explain exactly how that works.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you haven't learned your lesson yet, never rely on the federal government. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After another FEMA fallout, while my Yorkers shopped at designer stores, at some point we need to eliminate it and outsource it to the private sector.
While smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jack in Chicago wrote in saying, I have bubbled walls and ceilings from a leak in my upstairs bathroom. The leak is fixed, but how do I repair that ceiling?
So glad's fixed. In terms of the bubbling, what you need to do, if it's actually really saggy, like because the water may have sat above that drywall for a while, what you're going to have to do is cut out that bubbled section and replace it with a new piece of drywall. Now, if it's not physically deformed, maybe just has a lot of stains on it, you can get away with just priming it. You need to probably prime the entire ceiling. Otherwise, you're going to have a different type of sheen from by painting over the area that's primed versus not primed. But to avoid the situation next time, if you get a leak and you see it coming through that ceiling, you want to poke some holes in it. Because if you poke holes in that ceiling, it'll drain out and it won't sit on top of that drywall and swell it. If you let that water drain, it will drain away, the drywall will not expand, and you'll just be able to make that minor repair and then prime and paint, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, because when that bathroom ceiling gets really saturated like that, it becomes a much bigger problem. And also, it's like just so yucky to look at, because let's be honest, we're not going to get to it like the second we notice this thing happens. You got to have to deal with it for a couple of days. So definitely perforate it. It helps it dry out. You'll be so much more thankful with the extent of the repair you have to do.
Well, if you think a few leaves and twigs in your gutters are harmless, think again. Regular gutter cleaning is the single most important key to avoiding major and expensive home repairs.
Yeah, you know, by following these simple gutter cleaning tips, you can help avoid major and expensive home repairs. So first of all, safety first. If you're not comfortable with heights or you're not used to using tall ladders regularly, cleaning gutters probably isn't a job for you. You can consider hiring a handyman who can help. If you decide to do the gutter cleaning job yourself, you want to watch out for hidden hazards like electric lines and bees' nests. You also, when you're cleaning the gutters, you want to use a ladder, you want to wear work gloves, have a hose. You clear the gutters beginning at one end and then move all the way to the other. And you always want to work from the ladder and not from the roof down. Now, if you do find that you have any loose gutter sections, now's a great time to tighten them up. Do this as you go along. You can add gutter screws to help really keep it into the fascia. Great way to make sure it's secure. Next, you want to spray the downspout. So you want to make sure that the end of the gutter spray, the hose that goes down the gutter spout, and make sure it's clear. You want to spray it as best you can. If that spout is clogged in any way, you may need to take that spout apart to kind of clear it out. Once that spout is clear, you want to make sure that the water coming out of it sort of is discharging 4 to 6 feet away from the house. So if your gutter is too short on that downspout, you can extend it to get that water away from the foundation. Now, we just did this a few years ago, and talk about life-changing, is gutter guards. I mean, they are great. There's a ton out there. There's a lot of different gutter systems you can use. But once you've got your gutter system clean, everything's adjusted, everything's flowing correctly, think about installing gutter guards. This makes sure nothing kind of builds up, gets into the downspout, sits in the gutter. It's really a game changer. And you want to make sure that you get the one that's kind of more perforated than sort of a harsher screen, because it doesn't sort of macerate the leaves. It kind of just kind of brushes them off in the rain the other way. So definitely an awesome addition to your house.
We've got an article on moneypit.com that highlights all different types of gutter guard designs and helps to share some information on which ones work best and which to avoid. So you can check that out at moneypit.com. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time in the program, this is the time of year that many of us are taking on that last round of outdoor cleaning. And if that's you, a pressure washer can make short work of that project. We're going to share some advice on what to consider when purchasing one on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We have a big hour coming your way. Bill McGurn from the Wall Street Journal sat down with the president yesterday. He met with the editorial board. They got a column today about really how he's going to leave the WTO, it seems. And Stephanie Zenko will be with us, the strategic director of the Libra Institute in Georgia. I want to get a sense of what's happening on the ground. I'm tired of looking at the polls. I want to talk to people that have actually been reporting on it and understand these battleground states. Also, it is an exciting week for us. We had three stations in one day, WLNA, 1420 AM in Peekskill, New York. I'll be there in Peekskill on Sunday at 7. You'll see a stream on Fox Nation. WBNR, 1260 AM in Beacon, New York. And WGHQ, 920 AM in Kingston, New York. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This entire room is filled with some of the most powerful people in New York City, and Brian Kilmeade. Remember, Brian, I told you? Brian and I started doing stand-up together, so we're friends. Hopefully.
That was great. Jim Gaffigan called me out yesterday on the dais at the 79th Al Smith dinner. 6 blocks from our studios last night at the powerful people, most powerful people in America gathered for this charity event. It didn't feature both presidential candidates for the first time in 4 decades because the vice president didn't show but submitted a tape, and it was awful.
Number two.
Those in the administration, they're calling for Sinwar's death is the opening to the end of the war. That's preposterous, given the facts that are on the ground. There's thousands of Hamas fighters still in Gaza, and Israel can't just walk away from that.
Yes, General Jack Keane, 100% right. But the first story in the Jerusalem Post, President Biden, it's time for Gaza war to end. Blinken to visit Israel. Yes, Hamas's leader and October 7th architect, Yahya Sinwar, spends his first full day in hell, thanks to the IDF. Why, as usual, President Biden and Harris are once again pressuring for a ceasefire. Let's make this clear. It should be surrender in the war and surrender all hostages.
Number one.
They'll say, let's go out with this one. They've tried many different things. They tried, he's a dictator. He's going to take over the whole world. He said this. Every week they try something else. So far it hasn't worked. I guess that's the attack they have for this week. It doesn't seem to be working.
2024, 18 days and counting. That was President Trump 20 minutes ago at Fox and Friends. Trump has momentum, but no one has won this thing yet. His latest comments from his visit to our studios this morning and on the state of the race. And let's get started. Essentially, I do think he's got the momentum. I thought last night he was pretty strong. I thought that Kamala Harris not showing up to this iconic event. And I bring this up not because I'm located in New York, but because you go to the Hilton in New York with the former president, the same place that, that Clinton won and Bush went and Romney won and McCain. And I mean, it goes back for decades, 79 years. This guy was governor, ran for president, the first Catholic to run for president. And it's a huge fundraiser for St. Patrick's Cathedral and all the Catholic causes or any charitable causes. But foolishly, and I heard last night it was on Hillary Clinton's recommendation, she, instead of showing up and having somebody write comedy, think about all the comedians that are supporting her. All celebrities are supporting her. All these talented writers are supporting her. They would have put together the most killer monologue ever. They would have probably put it on teleprompter for her, and she still doesn't show up. Instead, we get this, cut six.
We are, and I am campaigning to earn every single vote because I intend to be a president for all Americans. No matter their political party, where they live, or where they get their news.
Now, keep in mind, President Trump also has to be in the battleground states. They also have private planes. She could have easily been back. And, as Jim Gaffigan said, this is the biggest layup in history, and she did not show up and should not, I don't know, make the most of that opportunity. I do want to talk about Sinwar, and I want to get to this, but it is really meaning with 18 days left, every little thing counts, and I think this counts. Here's a little of what went on last night with Donald Trump. Cut 29.
Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president. I don't think Kamala has given up yet. She hasn't. Instead of attending tonight, she's in Michigan receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer. Unfortunately, Governor Walz isn't here himself, but don't worry, he'll say that he was. He's going to say he was. Mayor Adams, good luck with everything. They went after you. They went after you, Mayor. Oh, boy, I knew that. 9.5 months ago, I said, you know, he just said something about it, about the administration. He's going to be indicted any moment.
And he wasn't wrong, and everyone kind of laughed. The people, the only guy that really got a terrible reception was Bill de Blasio. In case you don't know, around the country, worst mayor ever, lazy, didn't do anything. He took a city that was running like a top from Rudy Giuliani and one of these great businessmen. You might agree with him on everything, but he did a really good job for 3 terms in New York. A billionaire. It took a dollar to do the job. And then this guy just threw it in the street
Adams is mediocre at best, if not even, and they find up all this other stuff that he's doing. It seems, right now, it seems like he's overcharged. But there was kind of a mixed reaction there. So before we go, and we'll talk more about this, and I'll play Jim Gaffigan, who was a riot. Newt Gingrich looked at this whole thing, watched it home. He's been through it all, seen, he's been on the dais himself. Cut 42.
Kamala Harris is clearly the most anti-Catholic candidate, I think, since James Blaine in 1880. And you start from that, and Waltz is worse. Remember, Waltz, at one point during COVID, issued a ruling that you could have up to 50 people in a bar and 10 people in a church. At another point, he closed all the churches but allowed Mall of the America to stay open so people could have what he called retail therapy. I mean, I think it's important to understand the left wing of the Democratic Party, which is now most of it, is deeply anti-religious and especially anti-Catholic, because so many Catholic views, and whether it's on life or it's on transgenderism or you name it, are views that are abhorrent to the Kamala Harris wing of the Democratic Party.
I totally agree with Newt Gingrich. He's 100% right. There's only three reasons why she'd miss. Number one, no competence can deliver any comedy. Number two, anti-Catholic. She knows she'd clash with people on her stance on abortion, especially she goes up to abortion clinics. She likes, like, abortions like a day at Disney. It's the best thing ever. And number three, she didn't want to normalize Trump. Do you believe this? 70 million people voted for him in 2020. He's more popular now than ever before, but she doesn't want to normalize him. All three are plausible. You'll listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Stephanie Zanker will tell us what's happening in Georgia. Bill McGurn about his meeting with the former president last night and their economic plans going forward. You'll listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade, business owners and CMOs. This is for you. How do you plan on growing your business? Have you plateaued on your social media and online efforts? Why not tap into podcasts and radio? In the U.S., audio reaches more than 271 million people weekly. That's more than social media and digital combined. My friends at Radioactive Media know the recipe to launch, optimize, and scale performance by building compelling audio campaigns which work. Their personal approach and knowledge of the medium is unparalleled. For advertisers who want to reach the right audience, you need to speak with Radioactive Media. So text the word radio to 511-511. You can even buy spots on my show if you're a mid-sized company or a well-funded startup with a monthly budget as low as five figures. They can help. They believe in the power of radio so much they even use it themselves right here, right now. So text the word radio to 511-511. Text radio to 511-511 or on the web at radioactivemedia.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman from Scotland makes the Dean's List for spreading sunshine through her creations. Beth McNeil is scattering homemade bracelets around Glasgow in little envelopes that say, "Open me." Inside each package, there are greetings that say, "You found me," with friendship bracelets to accompany the note. Beth says she wanted to do something simple that might help someone smile. She says, quote, "Small, simple acts of kindness really really go a long way, especially with how mental health is these days. And as someone affected by anxiety and depression, I think we all need to be connected and talking to one another. We never know what someone is going through, but if my bracelet puts a smile on someone's face, whether they're having a tough time or not, that's a win for me. Thank you, Beth McNeil, for creating something so kind and so thoughtful. You made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran, which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
In control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife so long as you both shall live?
I will.
MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Human life expectancy may be maxed out. A new study suggests that despite new developments in medicine, improvements in life expectancy have slowed down after a rapid rise in the 20th century, when life expectancy from birth went up by about 30 years in high-income nations. That was driven by advancements in public health. But since 1990, the average lifespan only rose by about 6.5 years. In 9 countries, including the U.S. and Hong Kong, studied by researchers from the University of Illinois, Chicago. Study co-author S.J. Olshansky, a professor of epidemiology and biostatistics, tells Fox News Digital the decline in improvement was particularly pronounced in the U.S. and that it's time for people to focus on health span extension, not lifespan extension, by controlling what we can control and avoiding activities that shorten lifespan, such as unhealthy eating and substance abuse. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I just saw a Hispanic pollworm at 52%. Nobody's ever seen that before. Republicans never been there before. I'm at 52%. And with black men, I'm at 32% and 31%. This is sort of throwing their formulas off a little bit. You know, it's, this is a little bit of a change.
Now, last time he was real, he got higher, got real high for the black community. But it was under 20% for a Republican. It was high. Now, this time, he feels like he's at 32%, which is still low in the big picture, but it's extraordinarily high when it comes to traditional voting blocks. Joining us now to talk about what that means possibly for the vote in Georgia is Stephanie Zanger, the strategic director of the Libre Initiative over in Georgia, nonpartisan, nonprofit that uses limited government, free market principles to empower the Latino community. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you, Brian. Happy to be here.
Hey, give me an idea of what's happening in Georgia. The one thing that everyone sees is huge early voter turnout. Number one, do you concur with that? Number two, what do you think that means?
Absolutely. So, yeah, the overall early vote turnout is up significantly. I mean, we're seeing historic participation. Day one voting had over 300,000 people vote in person. Day two had over 270,000. So far, we're almost at 1 million people who have cast their votes early, which is just absolutely historic. And we're seeing Republicans actually outpacing Democrats in early voting, which is it's the opposite of what happened in 2020 and 2022. And it's the opposite of what typically happens. So we'll see if that holds up as early in-person voting continues through November 1st.
You know, even Marjorie Taylor Greene voted early. So the president has totally backed out of that. And his whole team says vote early. These are the rules. If you don't like them, we want an election day, but this is the way it is. But Georgia was one of the first to reform after 2020. How's it going?
I mean, it's going really well. And I think there's enthusiasm for the system, you know, and I think that that's apparent by how many people are going out there. That's showing confidence. in the voting system. So, yeah, I think it's too early to see, but there's definitely enthusiasm on both sides right now.
What about the hand counting? How does that relate? Did they get rejected by the courts when it comes to hand counting ballots?
I'm actually not too sure about that, Brian. Okay.
Give me an idea of the Latino community and how they seem to be responding to both the Harris message and the Trump message.
So, yeah, I mean, we're definitely seeing the Latino community moving to the right generally. I mean, there's just a lot of disillusionment, broken promises by the Biden-Harris administration over the last few years. And, you know, we're just seeing the outcome of bad policies. And, you know, there's just been, over the last four election cycles, a slow and steady bleed away from the Democrat Party. Democrats, you know, at one point had an almost 40% lead with the Latino community. Now we're seeing that's much smaller. It's like around 18 to 19%. And Latino values are more closely aligned with traditional conservative values. You know, they prioritize faith, family, community, freedom, hard work. And they're just seeing that the American dream is just becoming much, much harder to achieve. Our sister organization, the Libre Institute, just did a poll that found that 71% of Latinos still believe in the American dream, but 88% think it's harder and harder to achieve. It's going to be harder for their kids and those younger generations to achieve. And 76% believe that we're losing our traditional values, which is something that's really important to the Latino community. We're definitely seeing a significant shift to the right among Latinos.
Yeah, I think that's what we hear. And they always said that, I remember talking to the Bush camp saying, you know, I'm standing for traditional values. We stand for family first. I wonder why the Hispanic vote, the Republicans wouldn't be doing better with the Hispanic vote. And eventually there was a theory out there that the more you let Hispanics in, illegally or legal, the better it is for Democrats. We might be looking to get rid of that theory. But, Stephanie, as you look at what's happening in Georgia now, the word is Brian Kemp is all in to help out Trump. They went from rivalry to working together. Have you seen the Kemp ground game?
Absolutely. They had somewhat of a tenuous relationship for a little bit there, but I think – you know, Brian Kemp has been doing a great job in Georgia, and he, you know, enjoys a lot of enthusiasm from people, Latinos and, you know, non-Latinos here. And I think he just understands the importance of working with Trump because the stakes of this election are just so high and so important.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we're seeing that. So early voting started. You have Governor Kemp helping. What are the polls you're looking at to give us an idea of where it's tilting?
We're just looking at, so Libre Institute did a poll, and, you know, we've just been using GeorgiaVotes.com, which is a really great resource. And we have our own internal system that we use to look at data. And so far, about 18,000 Hispanics have voted so far. That represents about 2% of the vote. But they make up 10% of Georgia's population. And, you know, if you remember in 2020, Biden won this, you know, extremely important swing state by fewer than 12,000 votes. So, I mean, you've already have more Hispanic votes. So the Latino community has the ability to impact the direction that Georgia ultimately goes.
So describe to us the difference, because we watched Kelly Loeffler lose. We watched Perdue lose. We watched Herschel Walker lose. And Democrats just find a way to edge it out. So do you think this will be different?
I think this will absolutely be different. I mean, the Latino community, not only the Latino community, but especially the Latino community is just fed up with, you know, all the policies of the last 4 years. The cost of living is super high. Inflation has gotten out of control. And they're going to be looking toward candidates, and they're excited to vote for candidates that are freedom-minded, that are going to, you know, bring job security back and lower the cost of living, because inflation disproportionately affects the Latino community. The families are larger. They have more mouths to feed. I mean, on average, they're spending about $12,000 more on just to achieve the cost of life that they had, you know, pre-Biden-Harris administration. So there's definitely a significant difference and enthusiasm.
So the president was just on Fox and Friends, and the Hispanic and black folk came up. Cut three.
You guys are the same as me. It's the same stuff. We were born the same way. I grew up in Queens and all of that. I mean, you know, I had a great father. I had a father who was a great guy. He was tough but good. Big heart. Big heart. And he was a construction guy, pretty much, and a real estate guy. And I learned a lot from him. He was great. But I know you people so well without knowing you. I know you so well. When I walked in here, I said, this is home territory.
So he was talking. He was in a barbershop. And we did a whole, they did a whole shoot in a barbershop. And in that section of the Bronx where he did it, it's half Hispanic, mostly Dominican, and a lot of African Americans. And that made up the audience there. I find it interesting that he loves going into these areas that don't normally vote for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're just seeing a lot of enthusiasm, moving in that direction. I went to a sign waving event recently, and the number of, just black, brown, white people that were honking in support was pretty encouraging.
All right. Stephanie, it's going to be interesting. Stephanie's anchor, thanks so much, with the Libre Institute over in Georgia. All eyes are going to be there. If Trump doesn't get Georgia, it's hard to imagine him winning. Thanks, Stephanie.
All right. Thank you so much for having me, Brian.
You got it. Meanwhile, the president also responded to the to what's going on at the border and is going on and how it relates to the vote and, of course, Hispanic. Cut to.
I built 551 miles of wall, which is far more than I said I was going to build when I campaigned. I had a border where the drugs were at the lowest level, the human traffickers in women. They traffic in women. Everything was at the lowest level. I got kudos from, the Border Patrol gave me, with thousands of people, unanimous.
Yeah. The Border Patrol thoroughly endorsed him. And what Kamala Harris is trying to do is, I prosecuted transnational gangs. If she'd be smart, she should give up on winning any of the immigration issues. No one buys it. They know that she called ICE Nazis. They know that she never went down to the border one time, stayed for 45 minutes. We know that she was the border czar, quickly lost that title because she didn't want to do it. So the White House cooperated with downgrading it. But she should just focus on abortion, could focus on the economy, but she'll never have any credibility when it comes to that. So when we come back, Wall Street Journal's own Fox News contributor himself, Bill McGurn, who actually was a speechwriter for George W. Bush, met with President Trump yesterday. How he feels about what he learned from that meeting. Also, Kamala Harris blows off the Catholic Church. Is that going to hurt her at the polls?
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Discover Mosaic Restaurant, where every experience is memorable and every meal is a masterpiece. Join us for breakfast, lunch, dinner, happy hour, and weekend brunch in our indoor dining room, bar, and outdoor patios. Enjoy Mosaic handcrafted cocktails, fine wines, craft beers, stone oven pizza, and locally sourced specials. Conveniently located next to the Sheraton Reading Hotel, just steps from Turtle Bay Museum, Sundial Bridge, and beautiful garden. Turtle Bay members enjoy a 10% discount year-round. For menus and reservations, visit mosaicreading.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. they would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Ready Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. Brian Kilmeade Show here. Bill McGurn is standing by. Fox News contributor, member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, writes his weekly Main Street column. Former speechwriter for George W. Bush was in the White House then. Bill, welcome back. A lot of times, Bill gives me the silent treatment. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
No, now I can hear you. Bill, were you in the meeting yesterday with the former president at the Wall Street Journal?
Yes, I was. It was fascinating.
In what way?
He conversed on a large range of topics. He made clear that the Journal and he don't agree on tariffs, but more broadly on trade. But he made a spirited defense of all his positions, and we had a good meeting. He gave us a lot of time, so we were there for quite a while. I hadn't seen him personally, I think, since 2015 when he ran and came in. So it was kind of a surprise for me to see the differences.
In what way? Like physically?
I thought he's, people are going to think this is crazy, but I thought he's a little more subdued. He was very gracious, not that he wasn't gracious last time, but he was very gracious, and he did answer the questions kind of in depth and everything. So, when I was watching him, what I was thinking of, would Kamala Harris ever go to any editorial board and have such a far-ranging conversation about topics, some of which she disagrees with the board on? I don't think she could do it.
She can't because she wants to have an opportunity economy. We have no idea what that means. I know this phrases, but she doesn't want to go deep into it. So, and we know too that he sparred with Bloomberg too the other day, and he found out. He said he didn't find out till he got on stage that this guy, the host, was a critic. But I don't really thought he was a critic. He just was probing on his policies. Here's a little of the exchange, cut 14.
If I run this country, if I'm going to be president of this country, I'm going to put a 100, 200, 2,000% tariff. They're not going to sell one car into the United States because we're not going to destroy our country. Because I know you're an anti-tariff guy, but I'm the exact opposite. There was no other way I could have stopped them other than, what am I going to do, negotiate with Mexico or China? You're not going to get anything from that.
So he just said, I think the one thing that everybody's missing, and he doesn't want to make it overemphasize it, but it's a negotiating tool. Hey, China, 100% tax, on tariffs. Oh, we're going to hit you back. No, 120 then. But people want to do the math on what he's saying about the size of the tariff, where he looks at it as a starting point to reconfigure trade relations with friends and foes.
Yeah, I think we just have a different reading of history because he's kind of advanced President McKinley as the defender of tariffs and how they work. I think the problem with the former president's tariff policy, from my opinion, I know a lot of people agree with him, is that it has no cost for the people inflicting it. If you inflict tariffs across the board, everyone pays a higher price for goods that are coming in. Now, maybe the suppliers absorb some of those prices, but they have to get it back somewhere. So I think the kind of idea that we can do this without cost doesn't work. And then, just another factor that you don't take into account, when you impose tariffs, the retaliatory tariffs are really bad, and a lot of innocent bystanders get hurt. So it's kind of a showdown I wouldn't want to get into.
I understood. So the president's very confident about his economic policy. He just left our couch about a half hour ago, and he can't wait to get it back out there and just finish up with 18 days left. And, he's going to be going through the battleground states, but there's nothing out there that the Al Smith dinner or debate or town hall that will be potentially decisive enough to really change this race. Where do you think it's at?
Well, a month ago, I would have said differently. I do think it's shifted ever so slightly to Donald Trump because in the weeks following Kamala Harris's ascension to the nomination, she was rising, every day some gain and so forth. And she surpassed Biden and she made it a race again. And but I think she kind of hit a ceiling because I don't see the numbers going up. And in the swing states, I think Trump's up by an average by 5%, an average of swing state voters. I don't see her getting across the top. Meanwhile, in the national polls, which I don't think really matter for the election because, if you run up the tally in California and New York, that doesn't help you with the Electoral College. But I think some polls have Donald Trump ahead. So I think the same thing, Brian, you talked about, like after the debate, a lot of people, like I thought in the debate with Kamala Harris, Donald Trump lost it, and he lost it because he allowed Kamala Harris to goad him into talking about crowd size, January 6th, all this stuff. And so I don't think he did well. But I think we've seen since then that doesn't mean Kamala Harris did well.
Right.
She didn't really capitalize on the moment. I don't think her standing went up, because I think on the flip side, people are looking at her and saying, you want to be commander in chief in charge of all our country, but we don't know anything about you. You know, and what we do know, what you said before, you're repudiating now. So it's really kind of mystery, and she just doesn't answer. Again, sitting there yesterday on all these issues, some of which I agree, some of which I disagree with the former president, I thought, well, it was amazing he would even come in here and spend time debating it with people. Sometimes disagree, again, sometimes disagree, sometimes agree. And I can't imagine the Democratic nominee doing that.
I want to bring you to foreign policy. Sinwar is dead. They lost a number of higher-ups. Hezbollah has been really decimated. Iran goes to meet with Egypt, foreign minister, first time since 2014. They met with Saudi Arabia last week. Word is they're trying desperately to get some type of safe-facing ceasefire, knowing that a retribution's coming their way from Israel at some point. After killing Sinwar, it didn't take long for Harris and Biden to do what they do best, and that is just try to end it without any big picture in mind. Cut 21.
Hamas is decimated and its leadership is eliminated. This moment gives us an opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza. And it must end such that Israel is secure, the hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination.
So does she understand the word surrender? They should surrender, give up the hostages. They're going to lose. They just want it over. Bill, you were with Bush during this whole war on terror, Iraq war, the surge, everything. Do they just not get it?
Yeah, I think they don't get it at all. Look, these are not conventional fighters. You know, with the country, you fight and you draw to a standstill, and then maybe you reach an accommodation that you can live with. These are terrorists who attack, who target and then attack grandmothers, babies, kids, and so forth. I don't think they can be dealt with. They have to be destroyed. And I think Netanyahu has been brilliant in this campaign. I mean, he knocked off someone in Iran and someone in Lebanon. It's just incredible, the Israeli reach and determination, and the world is a safer place for it. And frankly, Palestinians are safer for it. They're not going to have someone just willing to hide behind their bodies to run up the count.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, too, does anyone want to talk to Netanyahu? Do you have to leak every conversation of the Washington Post? And the prime minister has done well when he ignored Joe Biden. They told him, don't go into Rafah. Kamala Harris said, I've seen the maps. Don't go into Rafah. They went into Rafah. They went in way too slow because of the political situation. And they find the most sophisticated tunnels you can imagine. And they're coming from Egypt right through the Philadelphia border. And that's where Rafah is. And they killed a ton of terrorists there. And now they're saying they never wanted to hit Hezbollah. They want to just have a negotiation. Instead, they decapitated Hezbollah, but they're not dead yet. Why don't we let Israel win?
Well, I think one of the problems is Joe Biden spent, you know, nearly half a century in the Senate. And I think his approach to world problems is if someone disrupts the peace or the status quo, he wants to work to get it back to the status quo that he knows and was comfortable with. And I think that's a mistaken formula, especially regarding terrorists. It reminds me at the beginning of the Cold War, you know, a lot of people saw the Cold War as something to manage. You know, it was a tense standoff, and a lot of people liked it that way. Remember, a lot of people opposed Reagan, the Star Wars, the stingers to the Afghans, support for, they opposed that in the ground. It was disrupting the status quo, right? But remember, I think it was Judge Clark, Reagan's best friend. They were talking about the Cold War, and Reagan was talking about this idea that you manage it, and he said, my idea is different.
we win, they lose. And I think that's Netanyahu's idea.
I hear you. Bill, lastly, little of Kamala Harris does a skit instead of showing up at the Al Smith dinner, Cut 32.
Just so you know, there will be a fact checker there tonight. Oh, that's great. Who? Jesus. And maybe don't say anything negative about Catholics.
I would never do that, no matter where I was. That would be like criticizing Detroit in Detroit.
Yeah, so it went on, and it's embarrassing for me. It went over like a lead balloon in that at the New York Hilton. Your thoughts about her missing this?
Yeah, I wasn't there. Look, my thoughts are the Al Smith dinner has become an American institution. It's one of the rare, especially as we're so polarized, it's one of the few venues for a civil, gracious, and spirited, they have good-natured, you know, speeches against each other and so forth, to come together like that for a worthy cause,
yeah.
All the diocese charity that it supports. And I think this is akin to Joe Biden passing up the Super Bowl interview, especially for Kamala Harris, where people feel they don't know her. They see this wooden person, vague on positions and so forth. It gives her a chance to be herself, you know, in a good and gracious setting. Cardinal Dolan is a great host. I mean, just who wouldn't go to dinner if Cardinal Dolan?
Oh, my God, goodness. He's a wonderful guy.
It's crazy, and I think that comes in the category worse than a crime, a blunder. And plus, let's face it, she's not doing that well with Catholics, and their key vote in Pennsylvania and Michigan.
I hear you, Bill. It makes no sense. I heard that Hillary told her not to go because Trump could be brutal, or she didn't want to normalize him, or she is not confident that she could deliver humor. But that's the fun part. You go out there and you try it, and if you're not funny, it's okay, because you're not right. Supposed to be. Just try with the humor and show your be self-deprecating. And it just would work, but she didn't show.
Bill McGurn, in person,
go ahead.
People are very forgiving, even if you're not really funny. People will applaud and laugh because they recognize it takes something to go up there.
And you said, and you wrote that she's having a Catholic problem in Pennsylvania.
Right. Well, look at it this way. Hillary lost the Catholic vote and lost Pennsylvania. Biden won the Catholic vote, I think, by 1 point, according to Pew, nationally we're talking about. And he won Pennsylvania. And now Kamala Harris is down to Hillary levels. You know, I just think it's not so much, you know, Catholics would sit around saying, oh, she didn't come. It just adds to a very anti-Catholic vibe. You know, she grilled that judge about his membership in the Knights of Columbus. She's been on the wrong side of every religious liberty argument. I mean, she's a San Francisco progressive.
I know.
She can't fake it like Joe Biden, who knows Scranton, grew up there, and has those kind of roots. So it's a very alien kind of personality for Catholic voters.
Bill McGurn, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, we'll squeeze in some calls when we come back. 1-866-408-7669. What do you think, a ceasefire next? How about a surrender? And when it comes to the Al Smith dinner, why did Kamala surrender the floor to her opponent? And lastly, where we're at in the 2024 race, I'll tell you what both candidates are up to. Don't move.
Hear the ins and outs of the 2024 election right here. The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energetic, energized and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Country music star Brad Paisley and his wife Kimberly make the Dean's List for helping families in Nashville, Tennessee. This is their second nonprofit store, giving away free groceries to those in need. The couple opened the store back in 2020 during the pandemic and after a tornado outbreak devastated their community. The business provides fresh, nutritious food to over 700 families every other month and was so successful, they're opening another one. The Paisleys say they are grateful to help their neighbors and are thrilled to expand their good work to a larger area. Individuals and families that qualify for assistance can select groceries just as they would in any other store. The new location is set to welcome its first shoppers in 2025, expanding the reach of the store to serve over 2,000 families struggling with food insecurity. Thank you, Brad and Kimberly Paisley. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Krista Miller of the Apple TV Plus series, Shrinking.
As soon as we all get back together, we're hysterically laughing all the time. It is very hard in a scene not to break. Jason never breaks. And the last scene I shot with him, I made him break. And I was so happy. He was like, I haven't broken the whole season. I'm so mad. My husband kept feeding me lines because I was like, I gotta break him. And I did.
So season one, it was such a hit. And I know people were talking about it. What was one of your favorite things to hear from viewers, just in terms of how much they love season one or why they fell in love with it?
This show is unique in a way that instead of people coming up and saying like, oh, can I take a picture or can I, people say, you know, I love your show. You know, we watched it during a difficult time or I watched it with a friend and I got that friend into therapy. They needed therapy. And I have like very interesting conversations with people that I don't know.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
But Catholics, please don't be too insulted by Kamala's absence. If the Democrats, he says, thank you very much, I appreciate it. If Democrats really wanted to have someone not be with us this evening, they would have just sent Joe Biden. You know, he's having second thoughts, you know that, right? He wants to come back. If she does any worse than the polls, they're going to bring him back again, I think. Chuck, he's going to do it. He's the one that got him out.
Right. And the president looked over at, former president looked over there at Senator Chuck Schumer sitting right by the podium and said, yeah, you're the one that kicked her out. We still don't know almost anything in detail about why Biden is not the nominee. Why? Because they don't admit what we all know. Mentally deteriorating, couldn't last four more years, could not put up with the rigors of running, and fell apart at the debate. He still sits there and says I was down by 3 or 4 points, and he's not wrong. Dirk, you listen on the Fox News Radio app in Hampton, Virginia. Hey, Dirk.
Hey, good morning, Brian. You were talking with a gentleman earlier about tariffs. And
Bill McGurn.
The only point I'd like, Yeah. Yes, sir. The only point I'd like to make is, you know, we learned, you know, all we're doing is funding the Chinese government. You know, that's, you know, are we at war with them? Maybe it's not kinetic, but, you know, what's their plan? And why are we paying their bills? You know,
hey, Dirk, this is what I think you're right. This is why I think you're right. It's because what they're trying to do is jar the system. If you read the Wall Street Journal column today, who interviewed the former president, he wants to basically get out of the World Trade Organization. He wants to go back to those days when before we had an independent arbitrator deciding who was right and wrong for trade situations. Plus, you let China in it. The whole thing was to hedge against their rise. Now they're part of it and abusing the system. So we're subjected to their rules. Trump hates these rules. He only cares about the country, this country, to the point where our allies get ticked off, but they understand it. He's not looking to get money. He's not getting rich. He wants to bring more money here, and he can't stand the fact that we're not manufacturing. And he's got to jar the system and make it too expensive to make your cheap products with slave labor like in China. He wants manufacturing to come back, and then the corporate rate would drop to the teens.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump addressing a massive rally today in Pennsylvania, the former president asking supporters to vote the Democratic incumbents out of the White House.
Americans are ready to be free from Kamala Harris. Do you know that whenever I use the word Harris, everybody says, who's Harris? They have no idea who Harris is. That's true. They have no idea who's Harris. But Kamala, and to reclaim the future that is rightfully yours, you're going to reclaim it.
And he says President Biden's exercise of foreign policy has been the exact opposite of what global situations have demanded.
How about Afghanistan? Most embarrassing moment in the history of it. Everything they've touched, even now he's telling Israel, everything he said to Israel was exactly the opposite.
Kamala Harris today made campaign stops in Michigan and Georgia. Also at townhall.com, Charles Deledesma reports France vows support for Ukraine's plan to end the Russian invasion.
France's Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot has pledged his support for Ukraine's plan for ending the 2.5-year war with Russia, adding he'll work with Ukrainian officials to secure other nations' backing for the proposal. Unveiled by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky earlier this week, the so-called Victory Plan hopes to compel Russia to end its invasion of Ukraine through negotiations. Barrow's visit coincided with a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine late Friday night under a deal negotiated by the United Arab Emirates. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian government officials say a video purportedly showing dozens of North Korean recruits lining up to collect Russian military fatigues and gear aims to intimidate Ukrainian forces. You'll find more online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
With self-driving cars expected to be commonplace soon, questions abound about their safety. Now many are asking whether Tesla's self-driving system is more dangerous when the road is hard to see. Jennifer King reports the government plans to find out.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating Tesla's full self-driving system after multiple crashes in low visibility conditions. The probe could affect 2.4 million vehicles from 2016 onward. Government documents say the agency opened the investigation on Thursday after the company reported 4 crashes. In one, a pedestrian was killed. Sun glare, fog, and airborne dust can obscure details on the road. Investigators are looking into the system's ability to detect and respond appropriately and contributing circumstances, like weather updates affected the system's performance. Tesla has had to recall the system before, in part because it was disobeying stop signs and traffic laws. Jennifer King, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A major brush fire in California.
A fast-moving California fire fed by strong winds burned at least 2 homes Friday and damaged several others in a hillside neighborhood in the city of Oakland, where hundreds of people were ordered to evacuate before more than 100 firefighters stopped the progress of the flames. Crews arrived as the inferno quickly grew, with winds ranging from calm breezes to 40-mile-per-hour gusts during red flag conditions. Red flag warnings were issued for fire danger from the Central Coast through the Bay Area and into northern Shasta County, not far from the Oregon border. I'm Julie Walker.
200,000 letter carriers have reached a tentative contract deal with the Postal Service that includes backdated pay raises and a promise to provide workers with air-conditioned trucks. The new agreement, which still needs to be ratified by union members, runs through November of 2026. You'll find more online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. atop Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. I come to you from Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, around the world. We're just about eight blocks up. I was able to go to the New York Hilton last night, invite to stay in the dais at the Al Smith dinner. They invited me a few years ago, and I'm not going to let go of that seat until they say, Brian, we really got to get somebody more important. Bottom of the hour, maybe the man that's the next Treasury Secretary, if Donald Trump wins, and that's Scott Bessent, the CEO and Chief Investment Officer and founder of Key Square Group. He used to work with George Soros, and man, he's out of there quick. Julian Epstein standing by. He's served as Chief Counsel to the House Judiciary Committee and Staff Director to the House Oversight Committee for Democrats for 5 years. And keep in mind, I'm going to be in a couple of days now, Peekskill, New York, 7 o'clock in between World Series games and football contests. Giants play Monday night. I want to see you at, I'm going to be streaming on Fox Nation, 7 o'clock, History, Liberty, and Laughs on stage. I'll be able to talk about all my history books, bring them to life, and recreate history in a fun, entertaining way. We also have special guests lined up. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This entire room is filled with some of the most powerful people in New York City, and Brian Kilmeade. Remember, Brian, I told you? Brian and I started doing stand-up together, so we're friends, hopefully.
79th Al Smith Dinner, six blocks from our studio. The most powerful people in America gathered for this charity event, raised $10 million, and it didn't feature both presidential candidates for the first time in four decades. Why? Because the vice president didn't think it was worth her time, and she released a absurd video instead. I'll let you hear some of it.
Number two.
Those in the administration, they're calling for Sinwar's death is the opening to the end of the war. That's preposterous, given the facts that are on the ground. There's thousands of Hamas fighters still in Gaza, and Israel can't just walk away from that.
You would think, General Jack Keane, you're 100% right. Hamas's leader, October 7th architect Yahya Sinwar, spends his first full day in hell thanks to the IDF. Why, as usual, Biden and Harris are once again pressuring for a ceasefire. Let's make this clear, guys. Hamas should surrender and release the hostages. That's what happens if you want to win.
Number one.
They'll say, let's go out with this one. They've tried many different things. They tried, he's a dictator. He's going to take over the whole world. He's a this. Every week they try something else. So far it hasn't worked. I guess that's the attack they have for this week. It doesn't seem to be working.
2024, 18 days and counting. Trump has momentum, but no one has won yet this election. His latest comments from his visit to our studios this morning on Fox and Friends. And then what was he accomplished? First off, on the decision not to go, Julian Epstein, you've been around a long time, different candidates, different personalities. Some are fun, some are affable, some are just incredibly competent without that magnetic personality. Why wouldn't the vice president go? And do you think they regret not showing up at the Catholic event last night?
I think they've been playing, well, first of all, good morning, Brian, and it's a pleasure to be with you again. I think they've been playing defense, and I think they are sort of scrambling and panicking now. They see the trend lines that are going against them and for Trump. I think they are not happy with how the interview went two nights ago with Brett. And I think they're just sort of scrambling, and they don't know what to do. They don't want to be in an environment where she gets embarrassed. You can smell it from a mile away. Every time she goes into an unscripted event, even though she could be scripted at Al Smith, which makes it even more puzzling. Even every time she goes into a unscripted event, you can feel the campaign just fretting and sort of white knuckling, hoping they're going to get through without some major mistake. So which is why I think her numbers are going down. I think she had a sugar high because of the debate. But her numbers were, she was losing before the debate. She had about a 2-week sugar high after the debate. But now people are asking the question again. One, is she an empty suit? Because she didn't seem to have very good answers to Brett's questions the other night. And the second question is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And I think people look at what's going on and the economy, energy, cultural issues they care about, like immigration and crime. And the answer to that is no. And that's why I've been arguing that the Democrats needed to have a very strong candidate and needed to move to the political center. And, you know, you and I have been talking about this for a year now.
Right. See, Julian, I think they scripted everything from that debate. I think there's going to be a story that's going to be told after this election, win or lose, about what led to that June debate offer, knowing that Trump had to say yes because he said anytime, anywhere. Did they want Joe Biden on display and want him to fail to make the switch? And if they did, my theory is they wanted a jungle primary where everyone's name went in and they came out with the winner, and she would have been one of the people. Instead, she maneuvered skillfully behind the scenes. Biden bitterly endorsed her because he knew the DNC didn't want her. And then everything was said except for that last move. And she deserves credit for consolidating behind the scenes. But this is what Jim Gaffigan, said last night. Then I want you to comment about it. Makes no sense that she's not there. Cut 30.
This, of course, is a Catholic event honoring Governor Al Smith, who in 1928 was the first Catholic to run on a major party. To put that in perspective, in 1928, Chuck Schumer was a first-term senator. Thanks for sitting here, Chuck. Of course, Joe Biden was our second Catholic president, right? After JFK, President Biden couldn't be here tonight. The DNC made sure of that. I guess I'm the only one that reads history.
Right. So, and he said this is the biggest layup. So, when that was going on, I think that she thought that Hillary Clinton got a raw deal last time and Trump was too tough on her and made her look bad. That's what I heard. That was the rumor behind the scenes last night.
Well, that's the widespread rumor as to why she's not going. She didn't want to sort of be teased and made fun of and wouldn't be good on her feet in a situation like that. But, you know, Brian, you know, this is a Catholic charity, as you know, and probably the most important Catholic charity dinner anywhere. You look at the numbers in Pennsylvania and Michigan, Catholic voters are huge parts of the voter base in both states. And, you know, so for her to be sort of blowing that off, you put that combined with the, you know, sort of abortion on demand position that a lot of Catholics don't like, you know, abortion anytime up to the up to birth, and a position a lot of Catholics don't like. And you can see her numbers. I mean, we've seen the crosstabs on both Pennsylvania and Michigan. Her numbers with Catholics are not good. They're not nearly as good as Biden's were. So another demographic that Democrats are losing.
So I'm reading this story in Politico in Pennsylvania, and they're running events. And they're not letting people in. It's invitation only. And they're letting press in for the most part, pool press. And they're going in. But you know how Trump, you line up, you make a reservation, but you line up, you can get in. It creates an interest. A lot of people go and say, I had no idea she was going to be in this theater. No idea she was going to be in this gym. No idea she was going to be here. But they evidently got a group that shows up. So they seem to, in the terms of Politico, hardly an enemy organization, they say that they have a disjointed game in Pennsylvania. Julian, Pennsylvania, on all accounts, is vital for both sides.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's this whole thing about trying to control events and trying to control venues. And, you know, you look at the numbers in Pennsylvania and the numbers, you know, the numbers on almost every demographic are worse for Harris than they are for Biden. So, you know, right now, I think Pennsylvania is Trump's to lose. I think this election is Trump's to lose. But to your question, this is a campaign that is, I think, in panic mode. And I think kind of isn't quite sure what it needs to do to control these events. And I think it's trying to figure it out, but you can't figure it out this late in the campaign. This is something that, you know, if you had a candidate that they felt more comfortable about in unscripted environments, and if they weren't scared to depart from the intersectional left on policy and move to the political center, I don't think you'd be seeing these kinds of problems.
So a lot of people look at surrogates and say, save the day Bill Clinton, save the day Barack Obama, save the day Mark Cuban. And then others come back and go, well, surrogates aren't really going to help. John Fetterman said, I have a anomaly. And it's Elon Musk, who's actually going to bat for Trump. Listen to the senator from Pennsylvania, cut 10.
You know, in the business, you know, a lot of surrogates really doesn't count for much. But Musk, it's undeniable that he's successful. He's the world's richest man, and he's been involved in a lot of important things like SpaceX or AI and those things. And he has a brand, and that's attractive to a demographic that we need to have to win in Pennsylvania. And it's not even about his checkbook.
He also went on, said young men like Elon Musk. He also has an electric car, and they say the best one, the most successful one, with their own charging stations. And the Biden administration doesn't like him, it seems, because he went and did the Twitter files, bought X, and no longer made it a pliable area to manipulate the media. Your thoughts about what John Fetterman said?
Well, I agree. I think celebrity endorsements like Taylor Swift and Oprah have almost zero impact on voters. The reason I think Elon Musk is different is because he relates to working class voters, I think, much more so than traditional Hollywood celebrities do. But also because he is in Pennsylvania on a regular basis, and he is trying to engineer the get out the vote plan. And there is nobody smarter sort of on anything than Musk. And so when you're figuring out how to do the get out the vote, particularly as you've got all the absentee voting and all of the sort of the problems that could occur on both sides, you know, Musk is a pretty good guy to have on your side.
So I want you to hear Sinwar, thankfully, is burning in hell right now. He put the October 7th attacks together. He was intransigent when they talked about releasing hostages. He didn't want to deal with it. So they killed Haniyeh in Iran. They wiped out most of Hezbollah's hierarchy. They've killed thousands of Hamas fighters. They've wiped out all but one brigade. And then they finally kill Sinwar. Here's Kamala Harris, cut 21.
Hamas is decimated, and its leadership is eliminated. This moment gives us an opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza. And it must end such that Israel is secure, the hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination.
I know they want it over, Julian, but what should we keep in mind before we call for a ceasefire?
Well, a lot of people were very offended by Kamala Harris's statement there. The war is over when the terrorists give back the hostages and lay down their arms.
Yep.
And, you know, Robert Gates was the guy who said Joe Biden got nothing right on foreign policy his entire career. And they're proving themselves to be wrong on – and they're proving Gates right and themselves to be wrong on these foreign policy questions again. I mean, they have been undermining – Biden-Harris has been undermining Israel after about the first month of the – after the attacks last year. They told Israel not to go into Rafah because it couldn't avoid civilian casualties. They were wrong.
She saw the maps, she said. I saw the maps.
I saw the maps. You can't do it. I see the maps. You can't do it without big civilian casualties. How many civilian casualties were there in Rafah? Like 12? They told them not to do preemptive strikes on Hezbollah. They took out the entire Hezbollah leadership, and they have frozen them in their tracks. They are now telling Israel that they can't take strikes on Iran. They can't go after nuclear. They can't go after drone capability. They can't go after oil fields. I think they're wrong on that. The terrorists are on the run. Iran is a paper tiger. A ceasefire that preserves the ability of these Nazi terrorists to stay in power and to be completely armed so that they can commit another October 7th Holocaust, at a later date. That is not a ceasefire. That is a deal. That is a sweetheart deal for the terrorists, that it's just unfathomable to me that Democrats are taking this position, particularly as we have our foot on the throats of the terrorists right now. And I think when she makes statements like that, it's when a lot of Jews are going to leave the party, but not only Jews, a lot of sort of that Nikki Haley centrists who want a strong U.S. foreign policy that believes in going after mercilessly the terrorists that want to destroy the West, and that won't step back when we have our foot on the throat of these evil Nazis. And, you know, it's not just Biden, it's Macron as well. It's a lot of what's happening in the West has been sort of undermining Israel. And Netanyahu, for all the criticism, he blew off the criticism.
Gotcha.
He blew off the critiques from Biden and others, and he's went and he's done this, and he's been absolutely right.
And success has given him power, and it's winning over the Israeli people.
100%.
And I hope it wins over the American people. Thanks so much, Julian Epstein. Always insightful. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. We'll take a short time out and come back and take some of your calls about what we discussed and what you might have seen last night. And also, I'll tell you what's going to be on One Nation on Saturday. Don't move.
The fastest growing talk show in America. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman from Scotland makes the Dean's List for spreading sunshine through her creations. Beth McNeil is scattering homemade bracelets around Glasgow in little envelopes that say, "Open me." Inside each package, there are greetings that say, "You found me," with friendship bracelets to accompany the note. Beth says she wanted to do something simple that might help someone smile. She says, quote, "Small, simple acts of kindness really go a long way, especially with how mental health is these days. And as someone affected by anxiety and depression, I think we all need to be connected and talking to one another. We never know what someone is going through, but if my bracelet puts a smile on someone's face, whether they're having a tough time or not, that's a win for me." Thank you, Beth McNeil, for creating something so kind and so thoughtful. You made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jason Segel of the Apple TV Plus series Shrinking.
What was the starting point in deciding what you wanted season two to be about and how much you wanted it to explore?
Yeah, well, I think that what we've tried to do is have a kind of theme for each season. And the theme of season one was grief, navigating through grief. The theme of season two, we zeroed in on to be forgiveness. And it's sort of like once you've done the triage and gotten someone out of immediate danger of grief, gotten them through the hardest part of the process, what now? What happens when you have to take life on, and how do you start?
He's looking forward to taking audiences through this next chapter with his character, Jimmy.
I think the thing that's been the most interesting for me is trying in as real a way as possible to act like a surrogate for the audience and say, like, this is what it may be like to go through something like this. And maybe by me going through it, it'll be useful to you if you ever are in a similar position or are in one now.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
To have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product, have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image, have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio, is almost incredible limitation on a person's music. And I really find it very degrading, personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I know Kamala's word because she spends a lot of time complaining. I won't agree to another debate. But the truth is, I've debated twice this year, once against Joe Biden and once against David Muir of ABC. That was amazing.
And that was funny. I was sitting there in the dais and I heard that too. That was pretty funny. And you look at David Muir, he's proud of himself. He said, I looked at every single Trump rally, looked at every single speech and realized how many things that he thinks he's not accurate on. So I'm going to correct him in real time. Not one correction on Kamala Harris. Let's go out to Joe on Long Island. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Brian. Good morning. That was really fun last night. You look real dapper sitting next to Mr. John Mara there.
How great was that? Sitting next to the giant owner. Sitting next to the New York giant owner.
Absolutely. You rub elbows with the big boys. But the biggest fundraiser for Catholics in America, the Al Smith Dinner, and Harris not only skips it, but sends a vile video mocking the Catholic faith. She was so classless, disrespectful with the Catholic school girl. She puts her fingers in her armpits and smells them, making Catholics look like doofuses. The Catholic, and then she, Kamala Harris, she's so tone deaf, disrespectful, and condescending. And Kamala Harris, Brian, is the antithesis of Catholic values. I am one, of course. Protect life from conception to death. There's no greater value. And she is the biggest proponent of abortion factory Planned Parenthood. No bigger proponent advocating for killing babies at 9 months old. She was basically saying, Brian, I don't need the Catholic vote. I don't care. That's rubbing her nose in our faith.
I hear you. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. John, Fox News Radio app in California. John.
Morning, Brian. Hey, I wanted to give you a real-life experience. Back in April, my mom's 86 years old, lives in Florida since 1988, didn't have a mortgage, had a modest IRA, Social Security. She finally called up and said, I can't handle it anymore. I need help. So she moved out here, and by chance, that hurricane went right through her county. So thank you, Kamala. And Joe, before I have my mom with me right now, that's the only thing I can thank him for.
All right. Thanks, John, for this story. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, Scott Bessent joins us, CEO, Chief Investment Officer of Key Square Group. Could be the next Treasury Secretary. Don't move.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Nelson Radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If I run this country, if I'm going to be president of this country, I'm going to put a 100, 200, 2,000% tariff. They're not going to sell one car into the United States because we're not going to destroy our country. Because I know you're an anti-tariff guy, but I'm the exact opposite. There is no other way I could have stopped them other than, what am I going to do, negotiate with Mexico or China? You're not going to get anything from that?
That is President of the United States in a Bloomberg interview in a wild town hall. And you know what? It was an adversarial host, but I thought he was reasonable. They just have different views. And I think they view a lot of the proposals President Trump is saying as hard math. Well, I'm going to put 100% tariff here, 50% tariff here. A lot of it's negotiation to different countries to reorganize and radically make a move to bring manufacturing back in a free market way. Scott Bessent is with us now, CEO and Chief Investment Officer, founder of Key Square Group, was an adjunct professor in economics of economic history at Yale University, and used to work with George Soros. Now he's not there anymore. Scott, welcome back.
Good, Brian. Great to be back.
Your thoughts about what the president was explaining in that Bloomberg interview a couple of days ago.
Brian, I think it's fantastic. What other candidate could have gone toe-to-toe with the editor-in-chief of Bloomberg in an economic discussion? Maria Bartiromo this week described Donald Trump as economically sophisticated, and that's the exact word. And he went in and went toe-to-toe, expressed his views. And, look, it is a very America-first, pro-worker, with an eye on the economy. You know, Donald Trump wants to bring back manufacturing jobs. How are you going to do that? It's with the threat of tariffs. Maybe they have to get put on. Maybe they don't. Keep tax rates low. Energy dominance. Get energy rates low and squash this Biden regulation. You know, that's a winning trifecta.
And don't you think overarching, this is a wake-up call, especially after the pandemic, when we looked around and realized we need all these things and we don't make anything at home? And then we look at security with the chips and Taiwan and making most of it. And the CHIPS Act is a move in that direction. But the DEI hamstrung it to begin with, the requirements for companies to do these things. The president wants to make stuff here again.
Yep. Brent, Republicans believe in civil engineering, not social engineering. And every Democratic economic policy has social engineering attached to the civil engineering. And we are going to bring manufacturing back. And you know, when you look at the Chinese, I can't remember the Mandarin phrase, but the phrase is military-civil fusion. So they view every piece of manufacturing, every piece of the economy through a military lens. In that fusion, the word military is always first, always first. And you know, we've got to solve for two problems here that working class Americans have been eviscerated. We told them, here, your manufacturing jobs are going to go to China, but you are going to get service economy jobs. Then we let in whether it's 10 or 21 million illegal arrivals, and they've driven wages down in the service economy. So you know, we've got to get those people back earning a living wage. And secondly, as you rightly point out, COVID was a beta test for us on national security, on supply chains. Optimal supply chains are not always optimal. Optimally profitable are not always secure and robust, and we got to get to secure and robust. And when Donald Trump wins, that is going to be a priority.
So Janet Yellen, the current Treasury Secretary, former Fed Chair, is against these tariffs. Listen.
Calls for walling America off with high tariffs on friends and competitors alike, or by treating even our closest allies as transactional partners, are deeply misguided. Sweeping untargeted tariffs would raise prices for American families and make our businesses less competitive.
Your thoughts?
Look, I think that Secretary Yellen has undergone an unfortunate transformation. She has gone from technocrat to apparatchik. She's become highly partisan. Her husband was one of 16 Nobel laureates who signed a letter saying that the Biden, the spending bills, the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the American Rescue Plan would not cause inflation, and then we had the worst inflation in 40 years. So, you know, it's a family affair with them, and history, you know, I'm an economic historian, I'm not an economist, and history is not on Secretary Yellen's side.
So
when Donald Trump put on the tariffs in Trump 1.0, inflation averaged about 2%. She is obfuscating here because a lot of things happen when you put a tariff on. The currency appreciates, there are elasticities, consumer preferences, and a lot of times the offshore company has a choice to take it in their margins if they want to maintain market share. So, you know, look, you know, the modern Republican Party is in favor of fair trade. Unfettered free trade has become unfair to American workers.
So let's take a look at the Wall Street Journal today. President Trump sat down with the Wall Street Journal for how long?
About an hour and a half.
You were there?
I was in the room.
And they pushing back on his tariff policy. They basically say this. The president wants to go the days before the WTO, the World Trade Organization. He doesn't like having a referee decide who's right and who's wrong when countries have disputes. He's not happy that China's in this organization that Bill Clinton put in. And he wants to start building up our manufacturing base. And he feels he can't do it in the WTO. And the Wall Street Journal pushed back on the president's philosophies.
Again, if you have a system that isn't working, what is wrong with rejiggering the system for American workers? And look, the system not working is creating a global wave against free trade. And I think that you've got to reexamine the system to save free trade and make it back into fair trade. That when a country like China is the most unbalanced economy in the history of the world.
Right.
In the history of the world. And when they subsidize, when they have the poor working conditions with all these trade restrictions, when they suppress their currency,
right,
you know, we are not able to compete with them. And I think that it is time to look at what has gone wrong with the system, fix it, and make it fairer.
Well, that's what the president definitely wants to do. He's laser focused on it. And we'll see what happens. As I mentioned earlier, I think it's mostly a negotiation tool. When you look at inflation, we understand slowing the rate of inflation. That's what's happening now. But how do you bring prices down? Being that the deficit is still growing, we're not about. I haven't seen a balanced budget submitted. It's a minimum $200 to $500 billion. Now it's over $1 trillion. How do you get those numbers down?
So, a couple ways. One is, you bring back down the regulatory state. So Biden administration has put in a record number of regulations, and these regulations are costly. There are estimates that a new home build, the cost may be up $30,000 under the Biden administration. So, you know, you cut regulation, that brings costs down for American families. You bring down the cost of energy, and, you know, energy goes into everything. That when Kamala Harris said, oh, grocery stores are price gouging, the biggest import for grocery stores is energy, getting the transportation of getting the food there. So, you know, once we get back to a fossil fuel friendly regime like Donald Trump wants to do, you know, through energy dominance, through U.S. production, through not letting, you know, Iran, Venezuela, Russia sell their oil, then that brings down cost. And then when you look at a lot of these tax proposals,
right,
that Donald Trump is talking about, they have no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime, no tax on tips. You know, 40% of the people who get tip income are working single mothers. So, you know, for that lower income cohort,
right,
that brings prices down for them by increasing real wages.
So I personally think we have to double our defense spending. I know that gets people upset, but I also think, and you would know better, we have to, our weapons manufacturing is too consolidated to too fewer companies. We have to spread it out again. In the 90s, if it would be better consolidated, it obviously hasn't worked out for us. Our base is too small. And, Scott, if you were working this budget for President Trump, would there be a chance to get that spending up to 5%?
I think we can do it over time. I think the other thing we can do is go to our allies. You know, President Trump is resoundingly in favor of keeping the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency. In the history of reserve currencies, a reserve currency is also a security umbrella. Every time the reserve currency of the world was also the most powerful military country. So I think what we can do is say we want to retain our reserve currency right. status. We want to continue to be the most powerful military country in the world, and we want you, especially like these high savings countries, to help finance our military. And stay under our umbrella. And, Brian, you're exactly right. We are going through a historic transition from the way war is fought, and we're going to have to look at a lot of the incumbent military companies and then think, you know, what we're seeing in Ukraine is this drone technology that's coming from Iran with Russian technology, and the drones are super cheap. You know, the wars of the future are going to be high tech.
Yeah.
And we've got to do that. And with high tech, you can do a lot more with less.
Absolutely. So I love to see that. Lastly, the Wall Street Journal, a big story yesterday. China's in a prolonged slump, and they thought they were going to be able to work their way out of it. They wanted to keep the levers of the government out of it. But then there's now a massive stimulus put into that economy. Why should we care? Is a weak China economically good news for us?
A weak China. Normally, when a system isn't working, you would fix the system. I just came from a program at the Asia Society Day talking about how Xi Jinping has molded the economy in his image. China used to be capitalism with communist traits. Now he has gone hard Leninist to keep control. And the problem is China needs to do a gigantic rebalancing. The household sector,
Young people aren't working.
Young people aren't working, but the household sector is penalized to subsidize their manufacturing sector. They don't want to do that rebalancing. So what they're doing is they're adding more debt. They're making it more fragile. They are adding to a losing hand.
Right.
But, you know, so tactically you can get stimulus, but they don't want to make any structural reforms. And, you know, I'm starting to think maybe they're too far down the road on structural reforms. But the one thing that they are doing that is unacceptable, they are dumping finished goods all over the world. They keep moving up the value-added chain. You know, and at a point, you know, the Europeans, the Koreans are not going to have a business model because the Chinese have so much excess capacity. And that's just untenable.
Yeah, we don't know, but people like to paint China as this behemoth growing. I mean, they're way unbalanced. The people are very unhappy. A lot of the experiments President Xi has put forward have not worked, and getting away from any type of market economy has not helped anybody. There's no Jack Ma on the upswing. If there's a Jack Ma with Alibaba coming up, they'll say, okay, you're getting too big, you're out, or you'll go to jail.
Yeah, look, I got to say, we're getting a little of that from the Democrats on Elon Musk. Elon Musk is an American hero. Look, compare SpaceX to NASA. You know, he is doing much more with less. He's going to go up and rescue the two astronauts. And state of California, it wants to ban his rocket launches. So, you know, they're moving in the CCP direction. You know, the U.S. has to continue to be the home for innovation and really not imitate like this Chinese suppression of our innovators.
Right. It would certainly help. Scott, have you talked to the president about, I mean, he doesn't want to, I know he's superstitious, but have you talked to him about being part of the staff? Could you do this with your company? Because you'd have to kind of put that on ice, right?
Brian, we're at a very important moment. There are no conversations with the president until he wins. I am all in for helping him win on November 5th. And when he does, then you know, if I can help on the inside or the out, I'll do it enthusiastically.
You could do it. So the other thing would be, is this your first campaign that you're witnessing?
I have been an active supporter of the Republican Party for most of my adult life. This is the closest that I've been to inside a campaign. And I tell you, it's very exciting to watch this moment and to watch when Donald Trump wins on November 5th, this will be one of the greatest comebacks in history.
Scott Bessent, thanks so much. Appreciate it. It's going to be exciting because, number one, his one issue outside immigration that grades high on over Kamala Harris is the economy. And you're right there. Scott, thank you. When we come back, we'll take your calls, read your emails. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
It's a true pleasure to be with you this evening. Amazing pleasure. And these days, it's really a pleasure anywhere in New York without a subpoena for my appearance. Anytime I don't get a subpoena, I'm very happy. They've gone after me, Mr. Mayor. Your peanuts compared to what they've done to me. And you're going to be okay.
That is President Trump last night talking about Mayor Adams and the troubles he's in with the multiple charges and indictments. If more don't come, he's going to stick with it. If more come down, I think they're going to have to get rid of him. And listen, he's better than de Blasio, but then there'll be 80 days with this left-wing public advocate, Germani Williams, and then there'll be an election for the next year and a half, and everyone will just jump in. But it'll just be chaos for a city that needs leadership. You guys are writing me. Simone says this, the email from President Biden sent to 65 million Medicare participants was not found in the White House briefing room option to search all. It's doubtful that anyone at Fox would have received this. I posted the President Biden's email to the captive audience of Medicare participants, and it went on to say that President Biden is claiming that Donald Trump's going to cut Medicare. Understood. On Kamala Harris, as a Fox fan, I can see every time Kamala Harris opens her mouth, she doesn't answer a direct question. Do you see any similarity in her and Hillary Clinton? And that is from Maura. Elizabeth, you're in Missouri. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to respond to the Gaza policy or foreign policy Epstein was talking about. I am a yoga teacher in Knobnostra, Missouri, near Whiteman Air Force Base. U.S. foreign policy is bankrupting the American people, financial, moral, and spiritual bankruptcy. Billions of dollars in one of the most immoral wars of our lifetime, broadcasted live on our phones.
What immoral war? What war are you talking about?
What's going on in the Middle East right now? What's going on with Gaza? This money, billions of dollars, can go to our schools, can go to healthcare, caring for our senior citizens.
So you don't think we should support Israel?
I don't think we should be out there slaughtering children. Tens of thousands of children are missing limbs. There are hundreds of international doctors, humanitarian aid organizations have been talking about this for months, and we have the same.
Well, what happens is there's the world, and there's the world you want to live in, and because you're a great person, it sounds like. There are horrible people in this world, and they're looking to kill over 1,400 innocent Israelis. And the only way to neutralize that force is to take them out first. And that's what they're doing.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.